Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good luck and God.
It's a gorgeous October evening in Park Hills as we will end the regular season tonight here on J98. The 8-0 Central Rebels facing off against the 5-3 Sykeston Bulldogs. Hello, I'm Jordan Slocum alongside Sean Malone. Thank you for tuning in. Up next, we will take a look at this matchup by talking with the two head coaches, Kent Gibbs of Sykeston and Corey Schweiss of Central. That's up next here on J98.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
On the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, Jordan Slocum with you. We've got Sykeston and Central coming up, and now Coach Kent Gibbs of Sykeston joining us. First off, Coach, how was your team's week of practice?
We had a good week of practice. We got most everybody back that's been injured, and for the most part, we had a good week.
How nice is it to finally be healing up as you get toward this final stretch?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, when you're plugging kids in and out, it's hard to get that consistency that you want, particularly on offense. And certainly, the kids that were out, we missed. And hopefully by having them back last week, we got some of them back. And maybe we'll be a little more consistent on offense. One of our issues, we're either really good or not so good on offense, so we'd like to find a median there where we can get a little bit of consistency. So it's been, hopefully it'll play in and be a really good thing for us to have all of our kids back as we get into district playoffs.
We've got Central coming up tonight. What do you see from the Rebels?
Yeah, they're big. They're fundamentally sound. They move well to the football on defense. Offensively, obviously they're going to run the ball. They're power game, but they're really good at running the option. So certainly we're going to have a work cut out for us with the things they do.
Biggest keys for a victory for your Bulldogs?
We got to play well on defense. Offensively, we got to cut out some of the turnovers we've had the last couple weeks and some of the penalties that we've had so we can gain some consistency on offense. And then on, special teams, we just can't give up big plays on special teams.
Head Coach Kent Gibbs of Sykeston, thank you for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
More to come on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Your local County Do-It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do-It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do-It Best Quality paint line is one of the fastest-growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do-It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, Jordan Slocum here with you as we're getting set for Central and Sykeston, and I'm joined by Central coach Corey Schweiss. First off, Coach, I know last week that victory, you said it was your team's most complete game. How was this week's practices following that game?
It's real similar to last week's practice. We had a light bulb moment last week in practice, and seemed like for the first time, which is kind of a shame because it was week eight, but for the first time last week, it really seemed like we were understanding what we were wanting to do. And from the offensive standpoint, from the defensive standpoint, we've been doing a pretty good job all year. But offensively, we kind of clicked last week in practice, and it carried over to the game. And we had another good week of offensive practice this week. And defensively, we've been doing the same. So I anticipate playing a good game tonight.
It's the final game of the regular season. Your team's already locked in as the top seed in the district. Since you're not really fighting for any positioning, how does that change maybe the strategy or some of the things you're looking to do in this game?
Well, it's not going to change really any of our strategy. Personnel-wise, we're probably going to not go with some guys as much as we normally would. But we're still playing to win the football game. I mean, we're not going to sit anybody because we're not going to rest them or anything like that. We just might not play some people that are a little bit more banged up than we would if they weren't banged up. But Obviously, when you're talking about high school football, these kids only get so many opportunities to play and win football games. And so we play every game to win. It's, you know, you don't, this isn't like the NFL where you're going to rest guys getting ready for the playoffs. We're going to play, and hopefully the guys are out there going to do a good job.
Last question for you, Coach. Sykeston, what do you see with them, and what do you need to do to beat them?
Well, they're very athletic. You know, they're going to be a challenge from a defensive standpoint because we're going to be in some one-on-one situations out there, and we're going to have to make plays because, you know, they've got some game breakers out there on the field, and I think it's going to be a good challenge for our defense. We haven't had a good challenge from the defensive side in a while, and this one should be a pretty good one. And from an offensive standpoint, again, they're athletic, so we're going to have to make sure that we execute and don't get ourselves in a hole, because if we put ourselves in passing situations, it's not going to be good for us, I can tell you. So, you know, this is a great Week 9 game for us. Leading into districts, this is why we put Sykeston on the schedule. So hopefully our boys come out and execute tonight.
Coach Corey Schweiss of Central, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
More to come on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Regular season tonight from Park Hills. Central and Sykeston facing off. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone here with you. Time for the starting lineups in this contest. We'll start first with the visiting Sykeston Bulldogs. Quarterback on offense is Dre Johnson, 5'9", 140-pound senior. Main fullback is Justice Faulkner, back from injury, 675 yards on the season, 8 touchdowns. Other running backs are Faison Fobbs and Colton Gaddis. Receivers Austin Branch and Ricky Scott. They primarily won a spread set. Offensive line from left tackle to right is David Rowland, Tyreek Jamison, Noah Hicks, Josh Stinnett, and Jalen Allen. Defensively for Sykeston, 4-4-3. Ends are Tyreek Jamison and Quincy Chinwuko. Tackles Will Leonard and Josh Stinnett. Outside linebackers Justice Faulkner and Bryce Bays. Inside linebackers Keyshawn Ellison, Jason Moore. Corners Elijah Faulkner and Don Larry, with Austin Branch at safety, coached by Kent Gibbs, who's been at Sykeston since 2007, was at Fredericktown for many years before that, and he's a member of the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. On the other side for Central, coached by Corey Schweiss in his 14th season. On offense, you have Jace Bland at quarterback. Running backs tonight, Tristan Campbell and Ethan Branch. Tyrese Welch will play, but is not starting due to an ankle injury. Receivers Matt Richardson and Nick Haney. Dallas Coleman at tight end. Offensive line from left tackle to right, Holden Mayberry, Tanner Friend, Dylan Wells, Ethan Weiss, and Kyle Halter. Switching to the Central defense, which is a 4-3 look. Ends are Tristan Campbell and Holden Mayberry, Matt Dean and Dallas Coleman at tackle. Inside linebacker Ethan Branch, outside Jake Glenn and Evan Sidebottom. Corners Matt Richardson and Nick Haney, safeties Will Hopkins and Luke Mannion. Interesting contest considering for Central, they're 8-0, but they already know they're going to be the number one seed in Class 3 District 1. So as we heard Coach Swice say, you know, really, win or lose doesn't ultimately matter in terms of their standing. Obviously, you want to win, you want to carry some momentum in. Meanwhile, for Sykeston, Class 4 District 1, that is a mess right now. You've got Hillsborough at 7-1, then you've got five teams at 5-3, including Sykeston. Cape Central is 3-5. Those teams could shuffle around so much tonight based on this game and the other games around the area.
Yeah, there's so much relying on just this game, especially just with Sykeston. And which makes it incredible, too, is there's almost nothing really that affects Central in this game. They basically have the one seed all but locked up at this point. But with Sykeston, they could land anywhere in their division, it seems, based on this one game for them. And I could reshuffle the whole division, too, at a moment's notice.
I want to thank our sponsors, including LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Craig's Roofing in Farmington, Communicare in St. Louis, and County Do-It Center in St. Genevieve. So we have the coin toss going on right now, and we'll get the signal. It looks like Sykeston will be starting with the ball. Very fast team. As we've been looking at this matchup, it's very much speed for Sykeston versus power for Central.
And what's interesting is both teams like to run the ball, but they have totally different ways of going about it. I mean, neither team passes all that much. Sykeston runs a spread. They do a lot of option attack. They do a lot of, you know, jet sweep plays as well from what we've seen in the warm-up so far. Meanwhile, Central, we've seen them a few times. It's just straight power football. They're going to run it straight up the middle, do something about it. That's kind of their mentality.
Central fans are on our side of the field. Opposite side is the Sykeston fans and their sideline. Sykeston in the all-white with the red helmets and black numbers. Central, red helmets and pants, blue jerseys, dark navy blue, and white numbers. Hey, it's 7 o'clock. Cameras is our final Grand Text giveaway. Keyword cameras, plural, cameras. Text that now to 77000. Again, cameras, the word in our Grand Text giveaway. Sykeston will be going left to right from our view. Faison Fobbs and Elijah Faulkner, two men back to return the kick. Fobbs is at the 5-yard line between the hashes. Faulkner will be at the 15 at the near hashes. And we have another up man at the far hashes as well for Sykeston, and that is Don Larry. Kickoff coming from the 40-yard line for Tanner Smith. First time these teams have met. Either way, both coaches agree, going to come out of this game a better team, even if you lose.
It's a great test for both teams with the playoffs right around the corner.
Smith takes a running start from the 33. It's a low line drive kick, bounces at the 35, rolls to the sideline, picked up at the 27 by an up man, and he is taken down at the 21-yard line. Big, quick tackle coming from Central, and Dawson Day ended up losing a couple yards on the return. First drive coming up for Sykeston.
Trent Elliott, the one taking it on the return. The upman just bounced towards him. He could have let that roll out of bounds, but it's a tough decision to make when you have your back to the kickoff team. You have no idea how close they really are.
So first and 10 from the 21-yard line for the Sykeston Bulldogs. They will have one receiver out wide to the quarterback's right side. That'll be Austin Branch. He's now joined by Colton Gaddis. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun. Lone running back is Justice Faulkner to the left shoulder of the quarterback, Dre Johnson. Four down linemen for Central. First and 10 from the 21. Johnson taking his time. Now he gets the snap. Handoff straight up the middle to Faulkner. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles. Still down the hashes at the 35. And he's tripped up at the 37-yard line. First carry back after missing a couple of games. It's a good one. It's a first down and about a 15-yard run for Justice Faulkner.
And that could have been a lot more if he didn't trip up. He made a big cut to the right, and his upper body cut a little further than his lower body. He couldn't maintain his balance and just went down.
He's had two different 200-plus rushing games this season. First and 10 from their own 37. Three receivers right, bunched very closely together. One receiver out wide to the left in Ricky Scott.
Working no huddle.
Four down lineman again. It's a fake. Johnson keeps it, going to the outside at the 35. Cuts up at the hashes at the 40, wrapped up at the 40-yard line. Tackle made by Tristan Campbell. Gain of about 3 or 4 for Dre Johnson. Johnson, a senior quarterback, has 431 rushing yards on the season and 3 touchdowns, so definitely a dual threat.
And that wasn't a read option. That was a straight fake. He never put that in the running back Faulkner's gut.
Second down at about 6. 4 receivers, 2 to each side. Johnson gets it. Pass play. Quick drop, fires down the seam, far sideline. It is incomplete at the 31, looking for Ricky Scott. Good coverage with him step for step by Matt Richardson, third down.
I like the shot downfield, especially on second and medium there. We just mentioned before, Central knows this too. This isn't a team that likes to pass a lot. They got the one-on-one matchup. You just got to lead your receiver a little bit more.
Same formation on 3rd and 6 from their own 41. 2 receivers to each side. Faulkner, the running back, to the left of Johnson. Now he goes to the right of Johnson. And they give it to him on the read option. To the far numbers, he's thrown down at the 44-yard line. Far numbers, Evan Sidebottom, only a sophomore. Good, strong tackle for him. And now it's a big 4th down near midfield. They will bring in new personnel, so it looks like they will punt to end their first drive.
I think the punt's the smart decision here. You're a run-first team. You're facing a team with a good running offense themselves. You don't want to give them field position in your own territory to start off their first drive of the game.
Nick Haney is back to return the punt. Bryce Bays is the kicker at the 31-yard line. Awaiting the snap on a 4th and 3. Snap caught, face mask high, right-footed kick. Good deep kick, but not much hang time. Bounces at the 28, rolls down the sideline, 15, 10, and dies at the 10. So an excellent punt by Bays, and Central will have a lot of ground to cover on their opening drive. 10-11 on the clock in the first. We're scoreless.
And that's probably the silver lining of a low punt like that. Yeah, it doesn't really give your team, the kicking team, the chance to move down the field and make the play if they do pick it up. But if they don't, that could roll past them and sit right about where it is now, the 10-yard line.
It's a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate First in 10. That's in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Also want to thank Crown Collision Center in Farmington and Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve. So first down and 10 from the 10 for Central. One receiver out wide to the left. Two tight end split back set. Now they send Campbell out of the backfield in motion. Dive straight up the middle for Ethan Branch. Right up the hashes, gets to the 17-yard line where he's brought down. So a gain of about 7 for Ethan Branch, who is in the starting lineup with Tyrese Welch a little bit banged up. Branch, normally more of a blocking running back. 150 yards on the year for the senior coming in. Second down and 3 from the 17. Rebels going right to left from our view in the red and navy blue. Two receivers out wide to the left in Haney and Richardson.
Very far out wide, almost directly behind each other, actually.
Very tight split back look behind the quarterback, Jace Bland. Hands it off, flag thrown immediately, going straight down the middle. It's going to be a big gain if the flag doesn't hold him up. All the way to the 40-yard line of Sykeston goes Ethan Branch before he is slammed down by Elijah Faulkner. Flag came right at the start of the play, so it might be defensive offsides.
42-yard gain if it stands.
It was just straight up the middle.
Yeah, the great blocking on that play. There was no safety playing over the top.
And we'll see what it is. Sideline warning on Sykeston, so that will not affect anything for Central. Central, huge gain and a first down from Ethan Branch. The Cowbells approve.
Two offensive plays into the game. Ethan Branch already over 50 yards rushing.
First and 10, 40 yards from the end zone. Ball at the far hash for the Rebels. Scoreless so far, 9:24 first quarter. Two receivers left, one near the left tackle, the other all the way at the sideline. Closest to us is Richardson. Tight split back look again. They're about 2 yards behind the quarterback. Movement on the lines, and the defensive end on the right side, Chinwuko, hit the left tackle, so that'll be a defensive offsides, and it's a first and 5.
That's the perfect time to call a hard count play like that, is when the other team commits a penalty, because they're not thinking about that right there. They're thinking about everything else. They're thinking about, sideline warning, make sure everybody's back, no one is out of the box, and then all of a sudden the defense jumps.
First and 5. 35 yards from the end zone.
You kind of rip out their heart a little bit more by doing something like that, too.
Two receivers left, split back, look again with one tight end on the quarterback's right side. Double fake. No, they will give it off to Campbell, and Campbell's hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go, and Justice Faulkner getting the stop along with Josh Stinnett for the Sykeston Bulldogs.
Campbell may have lost a yard on that rush, actually, and yeah, he did.
Stinnett, one of the guys on the tackle, a senior defensive tackle, leads the team in takedowns. Not easy to do from the D-tackle spot, but Stinnett does a great job, and they're glad to have Faulkner back in the lineup as well at outside linebacker.
That's something you love when your interior lineman is leading your team in tackles, because that typically means it's happening around the line of scrimmage, not even 5 yards up the field.
Second and 6 from the 36, same look, hand off to Branch off right tackle. He's got a lot of room straight up the middle, down the far hashes, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ethan Branch. What a drive for him, 35 yards, Ethan Branch. Central strikes first.
Yeah, actually 36 yards following the minus one run from Tristan Campbell, but yeah, great touchdown run. He saw the lane and cut back towards the middle, and they're loading the box, but the safety is playing man-to-man coverage on the slot receiver for Central, so that's basically leaving no over-the-top help. All you have to do is get past the second level, and there's plenty of daylight to run to.
Touchdown comes at 8:34 in the first quarter. Extra point for Gage Mannion. It is blocked. It is blocked by Justice Faulkner, so that'll make it 6-0 in favor of Central. It's the first quarter. It's high school football on J98.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Central only needed four plays to go 90 yards, and almost all of that was Ethan Branch on the ground. Coming into the game, 150 yards rushing, and he's already halfway, more than halfway there on one drive.
Yeah, he's got seven on his first carry, 42 on his second, and 36 for the score on his third. And he had plenty of room to run. He would have gone a lot further than 36 yards if there was some more real estate.
Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. So Central now to kick it off to Sykeston. Low line drive kick right down the middle, caught by an up man at the 32 to the 35 between the hashes, and he will be wrapped up by Dallas Coleman at about the 38-yard line. Looked like that was
Trent Ellington once again, I believe. That's twice he's got it now.
So first and 10. Sykeston's first drive ended in a punt. They did get one first down. 6-0 Central, 8:28 on the clock here in quarter number one.
You almost wonder that maybe Sykeston may want to put their hands team out there. Line up in a normal kickoff return, but put your hands team out there so you get some of your better athletes grabbing that football.
First and 10 from their own 39. Sykeston at 5-3, Central at 8-0. Four receivers, two to each side. Shotgun look. Faulkner, the lone running back. They fake to him. Johnson, the quarterback, keeps it, going to the far sideline at the 45. Past the first down marker, runs out of bounds. Should be a first down, a gain of about 12 for Dre Johnson.
It looks like they may spot him. Well, now they're looking down the field a bit more.
And they said he came out a bit short of the first down marker, actually. They'll spot it at their own 48, so it ends up being a gain of 9 and a second and 1. I want to thank Mega Sports in Farmington, as well as Home Pools and Spa in Ledington and Parkland Health Mart Pharmacies in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Second and 1 from their own 48. Same look offensively. Slot man goes in motion from left to right. That's Fobbs. They fake to him. They give it to Faulkner, and he is met for a loss of a yard or two at the far numbers. Kyle Halter, the first man on the stop, one of their defensive tackles, a 6'4", 220-pound senior, third down. Gave him about no gain officially, so it's a third down and one for Sykeston. Clock to 8 minutes here in the first. 6-0 in favor of the Central Rebels here from Park Hills.
Let's see how they run this here. They like to go outside, it seems, but only need a little bit of yardage. Maybe they go up the middle.
Same spread look with two receivers to each side. The slot men are off the line. They send Fobbs in motion from the left slot. Fake the end around. Johnson goes straight up the middle. Has the first down and some room to the far numbers. Taken down at the 41-yard line of Central. First down for Dre Johnson. Tackled by Will Hopkins.
Yeah, nice run there. Gain, I think he got about 9 this time. Once again, like his last run. Back-to-back 9-yard runs for Johnson. Not on the same play back-to-back, but last two times he's carried it, worked out pretty well.
It's Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. First and 10, 41 yards from Pater. Now three receivers left and one right. Faulkner remains the running back with Dre Johnson. He's on the left shoulder. Four down linemen defensively for the Rebels as Sykeston looks to their sideline to get the play. Now they get back to business. Play action. Johnson keeps it going to the far sideline. 40, 35, thrown out of bounds just past the 35 by Jake Glenn, the junior linebacker.
He had a decent gain on the play there. Faulkner was hunched over a little bit afterwards. Not sure if he's doing quite all right. He's looking to the sidelines. He hasn't come out, so I'm sure he'll stay in, but definitely keep an eye on him.
Second down and 3, 34 yards from Pater for Sykeston. They trail 6-0 the Central, 7 minutes and ticking here in quarter number one. Gorgeous night, temperature upper 50s, mostly cloudy skies. Four receivers set again, two to each side. Johnson looks to his right, fires on a curl. It is dropped in and out of the hands at the 28-yard line, incomplete, looking for Austin Branch. And he got hit pretty quickly, but got to hold on to that ball.
Yeah, the issue was he tried to catch that with his arms, kind of pull it in and hug it. You got to catch that with your hands. You're going to do a much better job holding on to that one if you use your hands versus your arms.
Four down territory here with a third down and 3 from the 34. Neither team has much of a field goal kicking game. Four receivers again, two to each side. Four down linemen for Central, running back to the right shoulder, and he'll get it. Faulkner going to the far numbers, wrapped up short of the first down, got about a yard or two before he was brought down by Tyler Walker.
Beautiful shoestring tackle there by Walker, really saving the first down. I think this is four down territory if you're Sykeston.
You would assume they will go for it here. It's a fourth down and 1, 33 yards away. Second drive of the game for the Bulldogs. Trips receivers to the right. Closest to the sideline is Austin Branch. One receiver alone to the left. Running back to the left shoulder. Fourth down and 1. It's Faulkner straight up the middle. He has the first down. Gets to the 28, where he's brought down by the safety Hopkins. So third first down rather second first down of the drive for the Bulldogs.
That was a brilliant run by Faulkner, and here's why. Faulkner, initially the play was designed to go up the middle. That lane was completely clogged. He stuck his left foot in the ground, cut outside, and got the first.
First and 10 from the 28, halfway through the first quarter. Play action, looking left, pressure in his face. Johnson avoids it, spins ahead, flag is thrown, upends a guy and gets to the 25. Ball is loose at the end of the play.
This is going to be some yardage for Sykeston, though. That was a clear face mask against Johnson. Surprised that Johnson's helmet actually stayed on straight. That I didn't see who it was that reached his arm out and grabbed the face mask, but I thought he was going to 180 that helmet.
And Dre Johnson, I was amazed that he was able to actually get any yards on that play, considering he was swarmed and he backdropped a guy as well the last couple yards. So the face mask on Central. See if it's the 5-yard and it's a personal foul, so the 15-yard variety. First down for the Sykeston Bulldogs. That'll put them into the red zone. 5:53 first quarter. Central up 6-0. Sykeston trying to even it here on their second drive of the game. Want to thank our sponsors, including Parkland Health Mart Pharmacies in Deloge, Fredericktown and Ironton, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum and St. Genevieve, and Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers. So they spot it all the way at the 14-yard line between the hashes, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. In the all-white with the red helmets, got a Bulldog logo on one side of the helmet and the player's number in white on the other side.
Starting to shape up to a good drive for Sykeston. Can they finish it off? They converted the fourth down, got the penalty following that play.
Four receivers again. Johnson keeps it, tries to go up the middle, and he is wrapped up and thrown down by Tristan Campbell for a loss of two or three between the hashes. Such a playmaker from that defensive end spot, the junior Tristan Campbell.
Just such a great athlete all in all is Tristan Campbell.
Campbell had six tackles for a loss coming into this contest. Add it to number seven. Loss of a yard, second down and 11, 15 yards from the end zone. Branch is a receiver to the right, along with Elijah Faulkner, the brother of Justice. Two receivers left, and Justice is to the left of Dre Johnson. Quick screen to the far sideline, caught by Fobbs, and they push him out of bounds, and they will spot it all the way at the 14. They say they pushed him out right at the original line of scrimmage, so only a one-yard reception for Faison Fobbs. Third down and 10, again four-down territory for Sykeston. 5 minutes on the clock here in quarter number one, 6-0 Central. Bulldogs look to the sideline, and Coach Kent Gibbs, member of the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. Same look. Faulkner to the left of Dre Johnson. Four down linemen for Central. Faulkner gets it. He'll try to bounce to the outside. Grabbed by the jersey. Breaks through that tackle, but then gets tackled by two or three other guys at the 13 between the hashes. You've got side bottom in there. You've got Hopkins in there. And it's a fourth down and about eight coming up here for Sykeston.
A lot of yardage to go to get the first down, but again, Sykes did not much of a kicking game at all, so be shocked if they don't go for it here.
They have not made a field goal this season. It's a fourth down and eight from the 13. 12th play of the drive. Branch and Elijah Faulkner to the right. Scott and Fobbs to the left. One running back shotgun on fourth down. Play action. Blitz coming from the right side. Campbell chasing him down. Johnson trying to run away from him. Stays on his feet all the way to the 30 at the far numbers. Reverses direction at the 25 to the 20. At the hashes, 15 near numbers, 10 to the 5 between the hashes. Are you kidding me? Dre Johnson is in for a touchdown.
Oh, my God. Johnson, he was all the way by the numbers on the far side when he first broke that tackle at about the 0 of the number 20. Looped all the way back around. Cut it back up the middle. Picked up a few blocks, spun his way into the end zone for a touchdown. That's something you see on Tecmo Bowl.
That's officially a 13-yard touchdown run, but he went all the way back to the 30. Looked like Michael Vick on Madden 04.
Yeah, technically that is a 13-yard rush, but I think he ran maybe about 50-plus yards on field.
So now the extra point. They started in the swinging gate. They will go for the standard kick, Bryce Bates. He's a right-footed kicker. Waiting for the snap. This would take the lead if they make it. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is through. It's Sykeston 7, Central 6, 4:06 first quarter. High school football on J98.
Do you feel like a zombie in your old car? Are you embarrassed to be seen driving around town? Are you buried alive? You may be driving dead. Ah! Hey, this is David Sism from Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. If you're driving dead, I've got the cure. I'll give up to $4,713 more for your trade, so you can drive alive in a nicer, newer car today. Plus, my zombie-approved credit approval process could bring you back to life and get you a nicer, newer car so fast, it's scary! Even if bad credit has held you back in the past, I'm reviving the bad credit zombies. So trade in that terrifying old ride and give up to $4,713 more for your trade and drive home revived today. Don't stay buried alive in a car you hate. Trade in that scary car and get up to $4,713 more. But hurry, this offer ends after Halloween. My name is David Sism, and I want you to visit me at Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicles. Net of all factory rebates. Offers may not combine. See dealer for details.
It was a 61-yard, 12-play drive for Sykeston to get a touchdown. They try a little short onside kick, and Coleman quick to fall on it at the 45 between the hashes. That's where Central will start. Capped off on a 13-yard officially touchdown run by Dre Johnson, who ran left, ran right, ran back right. I mean, it was just a zig and a zag, and it was insane.
All over the place. You mentioned Dallas Coleman, though, one of the seniors that's honored tonight in Park Hills for Central Night for the Seniors. And check out this resume. He completed basic training with the Army Reserves this summer. He's going to graduate with an associate's from MAC in the spring. Accepted to Mizzou, where he plans to obtain a bachelor's degree in business. I'm not even done yet, but they're already lining up.
And he's a starting tight end. First and 10 from their own 46, where they spotted it. Two receivers right, split back. Tristan Campbell straight ahead. Powerful run for a gain of 6.
And after all of that, after he's done with his degree with business administration, he then plans to pursue a law degree and an MBA, and he's also accepted into the ROTC program in Mizzou. That's an impressive resume.
Yeah.
This kid's, what, 17, maybe 18 years old?
I can live a long, healthy life and never probably touch his accomplishments just from now. Second down and about 5 from the Sykeston 49-yard line. Two receivers right again, two running backs split back. Straight up the middle, it's Tyrese Welch, his first carry of the game, trying to push ahead at the hashes, gets to the 44, or 46, excuse me. He'll be short by about a yard or two, gain of about 3 or 4 with the tackle coming by Jason Moore.
Good to see Welch in there running hard. He's going to get a bit of work just to try and get his confidence back, get him back in the flow of things.
Now he'll come out. He does have a taped up left ankle, leading rusher on the team, 747. Coming into the game. Third down and 2 for Central, 46 yards from Pater. They're down 7-6, 3 minutes first quarter. Receiver out wide to the right is Haney, left is Richardson. Split back with Branch and Campbell. Campbell to the right, Branch to the left. Bland gives it off straight up the middle for Branch, and he's got a first down, and he just continues to push ahead. Big gain to about the 32-yard line. First down, Central.
And compared to the other three normal starters in the backfield, Campbell, Bland, the quarterback, and Tyrese Welch. Branch is small by their standards at 165, but he's not running like that.
And again, we mentioned Branch coming into the game at 150 rushing yards, and he's already close to the triple-digit mark in this game. And we're in the first quarter. Two receivers right, very close together all the way at the sideline. It's a standard-looking I formation. Quick little toss to Campbell, tries to go off left guard and just uses his power to get maybe a yard. They closed in on him quickly. Jason Moore, second on the team in tackles from the linebacker spot, had the first contact.
Yeah, it was a toss play, but not your traditional toss, more like a power toss play, you know, allowing him to get outside and then cut it more straight up the middle.
Clock at 2:20 and ticking. Want to thank YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. No gain officially, second and 10 from the 34 of Sykeston. Central down 7-6, two receivers right. Tight split back again. Bland will scramble to his right, throws on the run on a curl, and it is caught by Richardson at the 25, goes down the sideline, spins, gets the first down, and Moore pushed out beyond the 20-yard line.
Gain of what appears to be about 20 yards on the play.
Sixth catch of the year for Matt Richardson, the senior wide receiver. Just a simple curl, and they will spot it right at the 20 on the far hash.
Richardson, another senior that was honored earlier during the pregame ceremony. He plans to pursue a degree in electrical engineering.
He'll be out wide to the right. Haney is playing on a wing spot on the right side. I formation. Handoff off left tackle. This is Welch. He's met at the line of scrimmage by Justice Faulkner, who holds on. Fumbles at the very end of the play, but they'd already blown it dead on forward progress.
That's got to be nerve-wracking if you're Coach Weiss. He got hit a little lower, wrapped up low, I should say, right around that left leg, and you know, you just get nervous that he's going to get taken down a little awkwardly.
We talk about Sykeson happy to have Justice Faulkner back as a starting running back. They're also very happy to have him as a starting linebacker. We've already seen him on a number of these plays find the ball carrier quickly. Clock to 1:27 here in the first. Second down and 10 from the 20. Richardson out wide left, Haney right. Split back look. The backs are about 2 yards behind the quarterback, Bland, who's under center. Bland gives it to the second back from the right side, and he's continuing to push. I believe that was Campbell this time. And Tristan Campbell gets to about the 15 between the hashes. Gain of about 5 or 6. Third down and manageable coming up.
I mean, Campbell, this guy's got so much power behind him. When he runs, he stays low and just churns his legs.
It's a big frame for a running back, 6'2", 220, and he's only a junior, so he might still grow a little bit.
That's the amazing part. He could get bigger by next season.
Just passing the 700 rushing yard mark on the season in this game. Third down and 5 from the 15. Same look offensively. The running back to the right is Campbell. Branch to the left. Jace Bland under center. Gives it off to Campbell, just straight up the middle on a dive, and gets 2 or 3, wrapped up very quickly by Tyreek Jamison, the sophomore defensive end. Won't be enough for a first down, but it is 4 down territory, as again, not much of a kicking game for the Central Rebels. 15 seconds and ticking. This might be the final play of the first quarter. Central down 7-6 for now, and they might let the clock run out. We'll see. Down to 10 seconds, and they haven't broken the huddle. Still in the huddle. 5, 4, 3, and they will just let it run out. So we go to the second quarter. After 1, it is Sykeston 7, Central 6. High school football on J98.
Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Carrie Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Carrie Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Second quarter underway from Park Hills. Central trailing Sykeston 7-6. Now time for a look at the Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard. The way you want to live, go to farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org.
Taking a look at some other scores on AM 800 KREI. Farmington up 7-0 on Parkway West. On AM 1400 K, Jeff Fox up on Seckman at 7-0. And on Web TV, St. Vincent up 14-0 on Jefferson.
Also want to thank some of our other great sponsors, including TG Missouri in Perryville and Brad Wooten Autobody in Ironton. So Central down by 1, a big 4th down and 3 coming up. They are 13 yards away from the end zone. Going left to right from our view now. Tanner Smith is a receiver to the left, 2 to the right in Richardson and Haney. Haney closer to the lineman.
Empty backfield.
Empty backfield as well. You've got 2 wings on the right side of the line. Snap goes way over Bland's head. He's going to have to try to fall on it. It's picked up on a bounce at the 35 by Haney. Haney between the hashes trying to find some room, but Haney's not going to pull a Dre Johnson. He's taken down at the 31-yard line. Huge, huge miscue and a turnover on downs.
Yeah, it's a tough loss to take there. You know, I was wondering what they were going to run. It seemed like it was going to be a designed QB run with Bland. But that's a huge break there if you're Sykeston.
Dylan Wells, the center, just snapped it way over his head. And Bland, 6'2", he's not a small guy to snap over. Yeah, so now Sykeston.
That was a really, really high snap.
First and 10 from their own 31 with a one-point advantage. Their third drive of the game. First one was a punt. Last one was a touchdown on a crazy run by quarterback Dre Johnson. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Faulkner, the running back, with Dre Johnson. On that touchdown run, Johnson, it was a 13-yard touchdown, but he ran all the way back to the 30 to avoid the rush and then managed to somehow get to the end zone from there. Sykeson waiting for the referees to put this one officially in play. As they were discussing something over with Coach Corey Schweiss for Central, 14th year with the team. Kent Gibbs for Sykeson, he's been their coach since 2007. He was at Fredericktown for many years before that. And now the referees are going to go to the other side and talk to Coach Gibbs about something. While they do, I want to let you know that Nana's Brick Oven Pizzeria in Farmington, among our great sponsors, Let Nana cook for you off of Highway 00 in Farmington with made-from-scratch crust and all fresh ingredients. You will not be disappointed.
Now, another good night from Nana's Pizza. Really love the chicken bacon ranch pizza they brought us.
They give us some pregame food. It's much appreciated. First and 10 from their own 32. Coldwell Banco Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, first and 10, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Faulkner straight up the middle. Halter grabs him between the hashes and slams him down. Kyle Halter a bit angry with that tackle.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a little emphasis behind that.
No gain, second down and 10 for Sykeston. They are in the all-white with the black numbers and red helmets. Central in the red helmets and pants with the navy blue jerseys and white and red numbers and trim. Sykeston going right to left from our view. Their sideline on the opposite end of the field from us, central to near side. Three receivers to the right. Play action. Jansen going to the 20 at the far numbers. Throws down the sideline. It is snagged by Elijah Faulkner at the sideline. Gets a few yards after the catch. Tackled at the 47. First down, Elijah Faulkner.
Nice grab by Faulkner. I mean, he just snatched that out of the air.
Only his third catch of the year. The sophomore younger brother of Justice Faulkner. Making a nice play there. Although it looks like there's a penalty flag because we're walking back. I don't see where it's at, but they're walking backward dejected, so there's a penalty somewhere.
I would imagine
ineligible man downfield.
Yeah, it's usually one of two things. I was going to say holding initially is what I would imagine, but that's another one you get on those prolonged rollout plays. Offensive line can sometimes lose track of where the original line of scrimmage is if they're pulling around with the quarterback.
So they will move it back to their own 26-yard line. A second down coming up. First down marker at the 42, so it's about a second and 16. Branch is a receiver out to the left. Two receivers right are Elijah Faulkner and Ricky Scott. Faison Fobbs will be another receiver to the left. Four receiver spread look. Only three down linemen this time for Central. Slot man in motion from right to left. That's Elijah Faulkner. He gets it on an end around to the near numbers at the 30 and pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line as the tackler helps up the one of the ball holders who got knocked over on the play. Will Hopkins, the safety, did a great job on the tackle. Third down and about 12. They spotted at the 30-yard line. 10:56, second quarter. Sykeston on top of Central, 7-6. Sykeston at 5-3. Central at 8-0. Final regular season game. First time these teams have ever met. Four receiver look again. To the right shoulder of the quarterback, Dre Johnson, you have the running back, Justice Faulkner. Three down linemen, one standing end on the left side. Johnson says something into the ear of Faulkner. Sends Fobbs in motion from the left. Doesn't give it to him. Four-man rush. Throw to the right. Looking for Fobbs over the shoulder, but the pass is too far in front of him on just a little quick out. Incomplete. Fourth down. Punt coming.
Yeah, there was almost no shot of that being a first down. The strong side linebacker, Ethan Branch, was over there waiting to make a play, and that was a bit of a lob toss as well from the quarterback, yeah. Johnson.
Even if he caught it, not a whole lot was going to happen. So now we've got Bryce Bays averaging about 30 a punt. He's at the 17-yard line ready to get it. And Tanner Smith is back to return it at the 25. Waiting for the snap from Josh Stinnett. Wait for it. Wait for it. There it is. Caught face mask high. Right-footed end-over-end kick. Not much hang time. Bounces at the 35 of Central. Caught on a bounce at the 26 by Tanner Smith. He goes to the far hashes at the 30. 35-40. Smith coming back to the near numbers. Wrapped up at the 43-yard line. Solid punt return from Tanner Smith. And Central with their next drive. Tackle made by Leston Thompson.
Solid punt return, but something that won't show up in the stat sheet, but I hope that Central notices it in film, is the block thrown by Branch. He could have very easily commit a block in the back. He was coming up from behind, but he did a fantastic job stepping in front, cutting the player off, and just kind of stopping in his own tracks, letting the defender run into him.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, first and 10 from their own 44. Third drive of the game for the Rebels. First one was a touchdown, second one a turnover on downs. Two receivers left, tight split back formation. Quick handoff straight up the middle and pushed all the way back. They push him all the way back to the 36. Forward progress will probably give Branch back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and there are about three or four different players driving Branch in reverse.
Will Leonard, Josh Stinnett among the defensive linemen helping out, and they do give him forward progress as a gain of one. Even though he got eventually pushed down at the 35, it is going to be at the 45. second down and 9. Richardson and Haney, the receivers, to the left. Campbell and Branch, the running backs, 2 yards behind quarterback Jace Bland in the split back look. Handoff off right tackle. Branch breaks the tackle, grabbed from behind at the 50 near numbers. Gain of about 4, and it will be a third down at 5 for the Central Rebels. Ethan Branch had a touchdown run in the first quarter. Their lone touchdown, down 7-6. Right now, the difference is a blocked extra point. 9:45, second quarter. Third down and 3 from the Sykeston 49. Same look offensively. 4 down linemen defensively. 4-4-3 base formation. Bland under center. Turns and gives it. Campbell straight up the middle. That's Branch. And Branch got close to the first down marker, then got pushed back to the 50 at the near numbers. That spot will make it very close.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a measurement since it's all the way on the far side of the field here, but this is close. It looks like they may have it based on the spot.
A bit generous, and that's going to be a first down uncontested. Central will take it. First down of the drive. They're now 45 yards from the end zone. Want to thank New Era Bank in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. First and 10 from the 45. Two receivers, I formation. Fullback is Branch. Tristan Campbell is the deep back. Tight end on the right side. Campbell straight up the middle, met by the entire Sykeston defense. No gain at the hashes. They were ready for that dive. Keyshawn Ellis in there along with Josh Stinnett.
Tried to see if they could just pound it straight up the middle, but no luck there. Good job by Sykeston. They don't really have the size, but they've got some speed on their defense, especially with that 4-4 front, closing all those gaps quickly.
Yeah, Stinnett's one of their defensive tackles. He's the second biggest guy on the defense at 215 pounds. Chinwuko on the end spot at 240, their biggest starter.
They don't have a lot of height nor a lot of weight.
Second down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Quick handoff, Ethan Branch up the middle, trying to rip the ball out at the 44. He just kind of falls down at the hashes for a one-yard gain. I like that defensive play by, that was Keyshawn Ellis. He saw that his teammates had him wrapped up, and he kind of had a shot at the ball, so he's kind of wrapped in there. Good job by Branch just to not fumble.
That's something you work on. You got to hold the player upright. If you got him stood up like that, let your teammates come in and see if they can rip that ball away.
8 minutes to go in the second. Central down by 1, third down and 8, 43 yards from Patert. Receiver to each side, I formation. This time Branch is the deep back and Campbell is the fullback. Deep drop for Jace Bland. Looking at the 50-yard line. No one near him. Will throw it now. It is over the, it's almost caught by Haney, who wasn't even the intended receiver. Someone else was trying to grab it at the 35 down the sideline. There is a flag at the 32.
I think there was a little confusion with the improv there. That was, I believe, intended for Haney streaking up the field, thrown a little short, and Campbell got a hand on it. Flag on the play.
And it will be an eligible man downfield.
And there's a player still hurt on the near side.
Sykeston player, and he's now helped up, and that is Justice Faulkner.
Yeah, that is the last thing you want to see if you're Sykeston.
Yeah, they already had him miss a couple games. It looks like he's okay. He's just trying to walk it off.
Jogging off on his own power. So not sure if it's an upper body injury. It looks like he's trying to keep his right arm a little stiff.
Penalty was an eligible man downfield on Central, and they will accept it. You're wondering if they were going to make it a fourth down and decline it.
That's another big decision to make right there. I like accepting it. This isn't a team that passes all that much. Passing is not their strength. Put them in a third and long situation because maybe they don't go for it on fourth and they punt it away instead.
7:49, second quarter, 7-6 in favor of Sykeston. Central has it 48 yards from the end zone, a third down and about 13. And one of the referees is waving his hands, trying to blow things off. Now we're good. This time a spread look. 4 receivers, 3 right, 1 left.
Same formation where they fumbled it before.
Haney comes in motion. They fake the end around. Branch looking to his left. Now looks to his right. Pressure from the blind side. Throws down the sideline. Caught by Richardson at the 30. Going down the numbers. 20, 15, 10. Richardson breaks a tackle to the pylon. Touchdown Central. Land to Matt Richardson. 48-yard touchdown for the Rebels.
Richardson with a couple great touchdowns for him in this game. He had the 20-yarder before. Now he's got 48 for the score.
Rebels take the lead. It is 12-7, 7:32 second quarter pending the PAT, and we'll see if they go for 2 after having a blocked extra point on their last try. Richardson, 5 catches, 77 yards coming into the game, and that play alone got him 48 yards.
And that's something we haven't seen from Central so far this season. Granted, it's been a few weeks since we've had a chance to watch him, but it looks like a new gadget formation for them.
And Bland did a great job keeping the play alive as well. They go for two. Two receivers left, back to the standard split back formation. Bland under center, turns, gives to Branch, trying to go off right tackle. He is wrapped up at the one, so that'll keep it at 12-7 in favor of Central. This is High School Football on J98.
All this week, shop your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets for deals in every aisle. Check out the produce truckload sale. Sweet, crisp, red, seedless grapes, $1 a pound. Fine, ripe, slicing tomatoes are $1 a pound. And Green Giant carrots are just $1 for a two-pound package. Your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets in Ironton, Potosi, and Fredericktown remind you it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Be aware of what you should look for during self-exams.
Central trying to remain unbeaten and keep their home winning streak alive. It dates back to 2012. They're now on top 12-7 over 5-3 Sykeston. Rebels at 8-0 with 7:32 on the clock in the second quarter. Touchdown pass from Jace Bland to Matt Richardson. Kickoff coming from Tanner Smith at the 40-yard line. It's been to the up man the first two kickoffs. This will be the fourth drive for Sykeston of the game coming up. Central in the red helmets and pants, navy blue jerseys, white numbers, going left to right. Sykes in the all-white with red helmets, black numbers. Roller right up the middle, picked up by Faulkner at the 25 to the 30. Far numbers 35 to the 40, still on his feet, all the way to the 45. In fact, that was not Faulkner, that was Jason Moore who had the return, one of their linebackers. And a big return for Jason Moore, good field position here for Sykeston.
Great return for him there. You know, he got it and had a little bit of room to work with and some blockers in front of him as well.
So first and 10 from their own 44. I want to thank Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. They sponsor our play of the game. We've already seen some big plays, and we're not even at halftime yet.
You can certainly nominate that. Although they're behind right now, that scrambling touchdown by Johnson
was absurd. Four receivers. Johnson has Faulkner to his left shoulder. Four down lineman defensively. Gets it. Play action. Johnson throws a bullet, and it falls well short of Fobbs at the 50-yard line. Threw it at his shins on an out, second down.
The shins, forget it. It's shoestrings are the only ones that maybe had a shot at catching that.
Johnson's a very great athlete, senior quarterback, but coming into the game, he was 38 of 100, not a very good completion percentage.
I do appreciate him making the math easy, though, and figuring out his completion percentage.
573 yards, five touchdowns, four picks entering. Second and 10 from the 44. A lot of stomping from the Central fans. End around to Faison Fobbs. Far sideline at the 50. Fobbs has some room. 45, 40, 35. One man to outrace to the 20. 15, 10. Breaks the tackle of Haney. Faison Fobbs is gone for a touchdown. But one referee saying he stepped out near the 24.
Yeah, another has also got a flag at the 49-yard line of Sykeston. So this could come back even further.
And it's a hold. Oh, ho, ho. That is a heartbreaker for the Bulldogs.
That's another killer penalty, much to the delight of the cowbell-wielding fans of Central, but that is another heartbreaking holding penalty that goes against Sykeston.
That can be so demoralizing after such a big play. And obviously Coach Kent Gibbs, he's a veteran coach. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. Has to settle his troops down after that. They threw the flag at about the 49, so
I forget how demoralizing that is. I mean, Fobbs just ran about 50-something
yards
for nothing. Yeah. I mean, he basically just ran a big sprint. He had to juke his way out of a couple tackles, break a couple tackles on his way, and it goes for nothing. And now you got to start even further back.
Second down from their own 38. First down markers at the 44 or 46 of Central. So it's a second and about 16. Four receivers, again, two to each side. Four down linemen. It's a pass play. Johnson quick drop. Fires deep near. Numbers one-on-one. It is almost intercepted by Haney. Incomplete. Haney's the only guy who really had a shot at it. In and out of his hands, Ricky Scott was the intended target.
Yeah, that one was thrown just behind Haney. He had to jump and kind of lean back to try and pick that one off a little bit. But you're right. Scott was nowhere near that one. He was too far down the field. It was Haney and nobody else.
Third down and 16 here for Sykeston. Clock at 7 minutes here in the second. It's 12-7 Central on top of Sykeston.
And that's not to say Haney was beat. Haney had great coverage on Scott, but he kind of just peeled off there at the end.
I didn't see them signal, but apparently there was a penalty. And it's personal foul, roughing the passer. So never mind that. It's a first down for Sykeston.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge penalty as they're moving that one up 15 yards now, and that's a first down.
And on the other side, Coach Corey Schweiss is going to be frustrated at a dumb penalty to give them free yardage after they hurt themselves on a hold. So now Sykeston, first and 10. They're 46 yards from the end zone. They bunch everybody close. First time we've seen this look. Three receivers on the right side. But they're bunched near the right tackle. You got two running backs. In motion is Fobbs from the slot. Flag thrown. He gets to the far sideline, pushed out of bounds for a gain of three. The flag was thrown right as the snap happened.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if whoever was lined up tight on the far side wasn't completely set before the ball got snapped.
We'll see what this penalty is.
Yeah, he kept shifting a little bit and a little bit, just trying to get in the perfect spot.
Where's our referee at? There he is, hiding amongst the white shirts. Now he turns around and goes back to ask his official, what was the call again? Can you tell me?
Still discussing this one. Hey, at least both offenses aren't out there staring at each other.
They wave it off.
Wow.
So it will be a second down and I think about gain of about two on that play.
Yeah, I saw one of the assistants on the sideline for Sykeston pointing at the line judge and clapping his hands. Maybe that was the initial penalty, and the line judge said, nope, he was set. I gave him the okay.
Second and eight, 44 yards from the end zone. Scott's a receiver to the left, along with Fobbs. Two receivers right, Faulkner to the left shoulder of Dre Johnson in the shotgun, about 5 yards behind the offensive line. Play clock now in motion. Four down linemen defensively. Dre Johnson waiting for the snap, gets it, gives it off to Faulkner, far sideline 40. Faulkner pushed out of bounds by Jake Glenn at the 39-yard line. Third down and about two or three coming up after a gain of six. I want to thank Buckley Towing in Park Hills, Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington, and Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling in Farmington among our great sponsors. 6:33 on the clock here in quarter number two. It's 12-7 Central on top. Sykeston trying to score on their fourth drive.
Good to see Faulkner back in there and doesn't seem to be ailing all too much at all.
Four receivers, third down and two from the 37. A lot of noise from the Central fans. Faulkner to the left shoulder of Johnson, gets it straight up the middle, has the first down and some more to the far sideline, 30, 25, 20 down the sideline, 15, pushed out of bounds by Hopkins. Big run by Justice Faulkner. About a 30-plus yard run, big first down for the Bulldogs.
You can give them about 30-something on that play, depending on where they officially spot. It looks like it's about a 33-yard run as they're putting it right on the 5, 32 as they put it on the 6.
So first and goal from the 6 for Sykeston. Their drives have been punt, touchdown, punt, and to be determined. Ball on the far hash. Receiver to the left is Ricky Scott. Other three receivers to the right in Elijah Faulkner, Fobbs, and also Gaddis. Johnson will try a QB boot to the far pylon. He's in untouched. Touchdown, Dre Johnson. His second touchdown run of the game. This one a 6-yarder.
Yeah, and that one, what's great about that run, the designed QB run, a lot of times if you have the QB hand the ball off, you're at a numbers disadvantage because that QB, he's not blocking, he's not running with the football. But if you go with the QB run, you can have your back to the backfield lead block for him. This time they had the numbers, clear lane to the end zone. The only person one-on-one he was with was the safety, who's too far away to make that play.
Fifth rushing touchdown of the year. Sykeston now leads 13-12. And we'll see if they try the two-point conversion or the kick. They will try the two-point conversion with the receivers both behind the tackles. It will be a reversal. Going deep to the 15 at the near hashes is Elijah Faulkner, and he loses 10 yards on the reverse try. So the two-point fails, but Sykeston has the lead, 13-12 against Central. It's high school football on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in southeast Missouri.
Beautiful Live football from Park Hills, Missouri Central High School. Temperature upper 50s, very light breeze. 6:19 on the clock in the second quarter. It's now 13-12. Sykeston taking the lead on Dre Johnson's second TD run of the night. Now Central coming up. Their drives have been touchdown run, turnover on downs, and touchdown pass. Drive number four coming up for the red and blue.
And we were just discussing, you know, why go for two in that situation if you're Sykeston? Central doesn't attempt field goals, and we've actually seen Central win a game because of a two-point safety.
8-7, they beat St. Genevieve. It's an onside kick flag before the play. They tried just a little tiny tap right in front of the kicker, but it looks like someone was offside.
Luke Blanton was offsides there, and what's tough about that, he's right next to the kicker. How do you run offsides? How do you get past the kicker in that situation?
And you do that, now Central knows what you're going to try to do, so they're not going to be fooled by the onside kick try.
We'll see if they tighten things up here or if, you know, maybe they assume they're not going to go for it again. I bring the second level up a lot closer.
Yeah, the front eight very close. You've got five in a line at the 45, another three at the opposite 45, and then three return men deep. They'll kick it from the 35. Sykeston in the all-white with the red helmets. Kind of reminds you of the old Atlanta Falcons unis. And they'll try a little pop-up onside kick caught by Central at the 40. That is Hopkins, and he's just taken down at the 40 at the near numbers, so no return for Hopkins. But still, you give them pretty good field position starting 60 yards from the end zone.
I'm surprised they tried the little pop-up there unless they thought they could get it higher than that. If that's a little higher, then you have a chance. If Hopkins doesn't realize that he could fair catch on a kickoff, he can get popped and have that ball knocked out, and someone for Sykeston could pick that up.
First and 10 from their own 40 for the Rebels. Going left to right from our view, two receivers out wide to the left, and Haney and Richardson. Tight split back, the two running backs about 2 yards behind the quarterback, Bland under center. Branch and Campbell are your backs, and Branch gets it straight up the middle, just trying to power ahead, and got about two at the hashes, the 42-yard line. Been a heavy dose of Ethan Branch, who had 30 attempts coming into the game. Tyrese Welch a bit banged up. He is dressed. We haven't seen very much of him in this game. So Branch has been shouldering the load a lot more than Tristan Campbell, which kind of surprises you. Second down and eight from their own 42. Same look offensively. 4-4-3 defensive look for Sykeston. Bland on a pass play, scrambles to his left, throws on the run. Double coverage incomplete at the 35, far hashes, looking for Haney. A couple of defenders were in the area.
Tough throw. He's rolling to his left. Couldn't really step up into that throw because there was pressure in his face, and that's why he underthrew Haney there.
Want to thank Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington and Farmington Building Supply in Farmington, among our great sponsors. Third down for Central, third and eight from the 42. They're down by one, 13-12, 5:34 in the second. Again, the difference is the blocked extra point on Central's first touchdown. One receiver right in Tanner Smith, two left, and then two wings on the left side of the line, the two running backs. Empty backfield for Bland. He'll throw a quick curl, caught at the far sideline at the 46 and taken down immediately was the receiver for a gain of about four. And that was Haney who got the catch. Fourth down, they will bring out the punt crew. Tanner Smith is their punter. Not a great average on the season, 23.6 per kick. It is a fourth down and four, so watch out for a possible fake from the 46.
I wouldn't risk faking this here, though. You'd be giving Sykeston the ball back in your own territory. I say just kick it away. Put your faith in your defense.
Two gunners to each side. Way back as Smith gets the snap. Holds it for a long time and finally kicks a very high kick to the near numbers. Bounces at the 25, rolls to the 20, and rolls out of bounds at the 15-yard line of Sykeston. So a very nice punt from Tanner Smith. And Sykeston will get the ball back, leading 13-12, 4:43 in the second quarter.
And some people hate that rugby-style kick, but if you can do it right like you do there, one of the huge advantages of it, you give your kicking team, your punt unit, so much time to get down the field to the point where they were basically sitting there waiting for the ball to come themselves. There's no shot anyone with Sykeston, if they're in their right state of mind, is going after that one.
Sykeston at 5-3. Central at 8-0. They haven't lost at home since 2012. Final game of the regular season. Central knows they'll be the one seed in Class 3 District 1. Sykeston, they could be as high as maybe 1 or 2 and as low as 6. First and 10 from the 15. Fobbs in motion left to right. They fake the end around and give to Faulkner straight up the middle. And Faulkner has a lot of room at the 30. Thrown down from behind by Hopkins, the safety, Justice Faulkner, bringing the law. About a 28-yard run.
Beautiful run there by Faulkner. The seas just parted, and he took off for daylight.
At the 44-yard line, Faulkner again missed their last three games. But even with three games missed, he has 675 rushing yards coming into the contest. They hurry back, first and 10 from their own 44. Four-receiver shotgun. Fake to Faulkner. Dre Johnson booting to his right at the 35. Throws on the run. It is caught by Fobbs, who is thrown down at the far numbers 49-yard line. Gain of about five or six. Tackle by Ethan Branch. Faison Fobbs, the leading receiver. 19 catches, 243 yards, two touchdowns coming in. He has coming in exactly half of the completed passes. Second down and five from their own 49. Trips receivers right, including Fobbs. Scott, the lone man, left. Here's a handoff straight up the middle to Justice Faulkner at the far numbers. Breaks a tackle to the 45, gets the first down to the central 44-yard line. New set of downs for Sykeston.
And another great run for Faulkner, getting 7 yards on that carry.
Clock under 4 minutes in the second. Sykeston with a one-point advantage, 13-12.
His last couple carries have been going for solid yardage. 3, 7, 32, 28, 7.
More of a bunch shotgun look. They fake a couple handoffs. Johnson looking deep, wide open. It's Scott who catches it at the 20-yard line between the hashes. He gets swarmed by the entire defense and finally goes down. But the entire defense bit in, and when he caught it, he was 5 yards in front of the rest of the defense. They caught up to Ricky Scott, but still a huge gain and a first down.
It looks like that's going to be about a 28-yard gain.
The hurry up is on. And a timeout will be called by Coach Corey Schweiss of Central to stop that hurry up. First timeout called by either team at the 3:40 mark of the second quarter. Sykeston 13, Central 12, high school football on J98.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you from Park Hills. Chelsea Pounds back at the studio in Farmington. Sykeston leading Central 13-12. And Sykeston has the ball out of a Central timeout. A first down and 10, 18 yards from the end zone. We're not far away from the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. They specialize in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. So Coldwell Banker Holsey, Real Estate, first and 10 for the Sykeston Bulldogs. Scott is a receiver to the left. He's joined by Gaddis and Fobbs. One receiver out to the right in Branch. Faulkner, the running back. End around to Fobbs. The far number is 15. Taken down at the 15-yard line. First contact at the legs was by Hopkins, and then finishing him off was Branch.
You like to run that sweep with Fobbs, and it's caused penalties a couple times. It didn't count because it was called back. This time it does for only a short gain of about three.
The far hash, second down and 7. Spotted at the 16. Two receivers to each side. Shotgun look. Three down linemen, 4 central. They give it off to Justice Faulkner. Off right tackle. Knocks a player's helmet off, and he's going to finish the tackle even without a hat. Oh, baby. Trying to see that number.
And we got to nominate that for the Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors hit of the game, collision of the game. My God, that was something.
Luke Mannion from the safety spot was the one who did it. He has to come off for a play. He had his helmet knocked off by the first contact from Faulkner and then continued to drive him.
Coming off with a little bit of strut, though, with his helmet off.
Yeah,
fans ladies are loving that. No helmet, no problem.
Third down and 7. 15 yards from the end zone. Three receivers right, which is close to where the ball is spotted on that hash. One receiver left. Johnson will keep it to the 15. Far numbers. Dre Johnson has a first down. Taken down near the 7 at the sideline by Jake Glenn. Fourth first down of the drive, assuming he does have it. It might be a bit closer than I thought initially. And it is a first down. 2:41 on the clock, second quarter. Sykeston trying to add to the one-point lead, 13-12.
Johnson does a great job following his lead blockers and remaining patient, not just blowing right past them.
Scott to the left along with Fobbs. Two receivers right in Branch and Gaddis. Justice Faulkner in the backfield. First and goal from the 7. Faulkner straight up the middle, just lowers his shoulder at the far hash. Driven back just short of the goal line. They'll spot it at the 1. Faulkner looking for his first touchdown run in a couple of weeks after missing some time. They hurry back to the line, first and goal. Receivers bunched near the tackles.
He's got 8 on the year.
And a whistle blows, maybe a timeout called by Central, and indeed it is. Central takes their second timeout with 2:09 to go in the second quarter, down 13-12. You know, I like holding on to the timeouts to try to score before halftime, but I think it's more important now to make sure they don't score.
Yeah, you want to prevent them. There's 2:30 left. There's still enough time at the offense, even though it's a run-first offense that Central has, to move down the field and score because the clock stops at the high school level with a first down. But you're right. You got to hold them here.
Sykeston has all 3 of their timeouts remaining if they need to use them. Central with 1. It'll be a second and goal, 1 yard away. Sykeston still in their huddle discussing things over with Hall of Fame coach Kent Gibbs. And Central already on the field. They're like, hey, let's go. Let's play some football.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Second and goal. The ball at the far hash, about a half of a yard away. They'll have 3 receivers right. Closest to the sideline is Branch. Then you have Gaddis and Fobbs.
They got trips on the far side. Central's still getting lined up.
Scott to the left. 1 running back shotgun. Straight up the middle, Faulkner up the hash, he's in, touchdown. 1 yard touchdown run for Justice Faulkner, his 9th touchdown run of the game of the year. And now it's a 7-point advantage pending the point after try. We have an injured Central player.
That's a great run though, and a great play calling by Sykeston. They ran trips on the far side, lone receiver on the near side. It took Central a second to get set. That's exactly what they wanted. They wanted Central to spread out, not exactly be sure if everyone's lined up. You're kind of standing upright more than in a ready athletic position. And they got exactly what they wanted, just ran it straight up the middle for the score.
It is Jake Glenn, the linebacker, who is laying on his stomach right at the goal line. Glenn was one of the guys who was near where the ball went with Faulkner. Glenn was on 2 knees, and now he's just laying flat down, and they're checking him out. You hope he's okay. A junior, very talented linebacker for this Rebel squad, as the Central players will come back to the sideline, and the Sykeston players taking a knee near their sideline.
Big opportunity coming up, though, for Central. Nonetheless, if they can move down the field and score, they get the ball, don't forget, to start the second half.
We've got 2:05 remaining here in the second quarter. 1 timeout left for Central as Glenn is moving a bit. Coach Swice on a knee helping him out, and Glenn is to his feet. And a little bit woozy, kind of holding his head. He's kind of limping off as well. Staring directly down as he makes the slow walk back to the sideline. So now the big extra point coming. Sykeston's first one, they made the extra point kick. The second one, they tried a 2-point conversion and failed. They're up by 7 right now. Now you might consider going for 2 because you could go up by 2 possessions if you get it. But you might want to also just hold on to, well, an 8-point lead's pretty good as well if you just kick the kick. And they will have the kicking team out there with Bryce Bays. He's not missed an extra point this season. 19 of 19. As walking more is Jake Glenn down the sideline, so it doesn't look like it's a serious injury.
Yeah, but he is walking with a bit of help.
Mm-hmm. Extra point coming. Snap, hold, both good. Kick is up. Kick is through. 8-point lead for the Sykeston Bulldogs. It is 20-12. High school football on J98.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
It's a fantastic scoring drive for Sykeston. They went 85 yards on 9 plays, capping it off with a 1-yard run from Justice Faulkner. They're up by 8, 20-12 on the Central Rebels. The Rebels do have one timeout and 2:05 to try to score before we go to halftime. Trying to keep their unbeaten regular season alive and a home winning streak alive, which goes back to 2012.
And we'll see if with 2:05 left, it looks like Sykeston's just going to boot this as far as they can.
They had an onside kick earlier, and it's a squib kick straight down the middle, caught on a bounce by Tanner Smith at the 20 to the 25, between the hashes, 30. Tanner Smith wrapped up and thrown down at the 35-yard line by Jalen Allen. So we'll see what Central can do. They do have a lengthy passing touchdown earlier in this game, 48-yarder from Blander Richardson, but Central not traditionally a heavy passing deep ball type of team.
Yeah, especially not with the deep ball. It's really not their MO. They like to just run the ball and use the pass to complement the run.
There were about 7 seconds that ran off the clock on the return, so it's 1:57. Three receivers right, one left. First time we've seen this spread look for the Rebels. One running back to the right of Jace Bland in Tristan Campbell. Bland takes a step or two up to the center, now takes a step back. Four down linemen defensively, first and 10 from the 36. They will rush forward. It's a deep drop. Bland setting up a screen, caught by Campbell at the 45. Far numbers, wrapped up just past the 45-yard line. He might have gotten out of bounds. Either way, the clock will stop on the first down, a gain of about 13.
Tristan Campbell entering the game, leading this team in receiving yards and tied for receiving touchdowns.
Their own 47-yard line, first and 10, clock at 1:49. Three receivers right, one left again. Campbell in the backfield with Bland. Bland gets it, scrambling to his right at the 40. Avoids one rusher, tries to find some room, goes to the opposite numbers at the 50. Jace Bland at the 45 far sideline. He gets a first down, running out of bounds right at the stick.
And that last thing you said was the key, running out of bounds. He's able to stop the clock there. Brilliant run by Jace Bland.
Great job avoiding the rush. Another first and 10. They are 42 yards from the end zone, clock at 1:34, and it stopped there. Still that timeout to give. And they can take their time to make sure this play call is right as well with the clock not moving. Rebels break from the huddle. Haney's receiver to the right. Smith is out wide to the left along with Richardson and Branch. Now Smith, now they're trying to figure out what side we're going to. Some confusion. They will bring...
I don't know if it's
four
confusion.
Receivers to the right,
they
one to the left.
The play.
Bland, with 5 seconds on the play clock, takes the snap. Four-man rush, quick throw, caught on a curl by Branch at the 35 between the hashes, gets to the 34. Short of the first down, a gain of about 8, the clock will run.
I don't know if that was confusion so much as they just wanted to see how Sykeston was going to play defensive coverage. If it's man-to-man, the defenders are going to flip the same side. If it's zone coverage, though, they're just going to slide.
Clock to 1:15. 34 yards from the end zone, second and 2. Three receivers right, lone man to the left is Smith. Empty backfield, Bland a draw, straight up the middle, has the first down to the hashes at the 29-yard line. That'll stop the clock temporarily on a gain of 5.
And that, like you said, that'll stop the clock. So I like that run play there.
62 seconds remaining, 20-12 here in the second quarter, Central trailing Sykeston.
They've gained more than half the yardage they need with about half the time. 29
yards away. Three receivers left. Smith, the lone receiver right. Bland gets it. Four-man rush. Whistles before the play. See what the penalty is and if this will derail the drive at all. It's showing a lot of great things here on this drive for Central. That not so much. False start. First and 15 pushes him back to the 34.
Wind picking up a little bit here as it's blowing sort of diagonally from the far corner of the end zone on our right-hand side towards us.
54 seconds, first down and 15, 34 yards from the end zone. Three receivers out to the left, one receiver and Smith to the right. Four-man rush, Bland looking left. It's a curl, caught at the far sideline, 25 to the 20. Richardson gets to the 19. That'll be a first down at the far numbers. Great job, Matt Richardson. What a game he's had.
And about 16-yard catch and run there for Bland to Richardson.
Another first down. Chains reset, first and 10 from the 18. Clock stopped at 41 seconds. Now it gets back going. Three receivers left, and they just spike it to clock it.
Smart play there. Spike it. Give your team and your offense a chance to get a quick breather as well as get a play in there. That's what you want. The closer you get to the end zone, it's almost more and more necessary to get a pure play call in as opposed to just calling it from the sideline.
They still have one timeout. They're 18 yards from the end zone, second and 10. 38 seconds are on the clock here before halftime. Down 20-12 against Sykeston.
It's a four-down team, too, so you know they can handle having only three downs to get to the first.
Richardson, Branson, Haney to the left, Smith to the right. Quick pass to the right. One-on-one, it is incomplete, looking for Tanner Smith at the five-yard line. Elijah Faulkner, beautiful coverage, hitting him right as the ball came to him.
Almost picking it off, too. Looked a little bit like the play that ended the Super Bowl a couple of years ago with the Patriots, where the player ran in and just picked it off.
Third down and 10 from the 18. 33.3 on the clock before halftime.
Malcolm Butler, the New England Patriot, making that play famous and looked like the same thing.
We've got some interesting personnel shifts. We've got Hopkins coming in. We've got Welch coming in. We've hardly seen him. Hopkins doesn't usually play offense. Welch will be a receiver to the left. You've got Hopkins is playing tight end. Branch is a wing on the right side. One running back shotgun. They will fake to Welch. Branch between the hashes runs to the 20 at the far sideline to the 15 to the 10. Jace Bland runs out of bounds. I think he'll have the first down, too. It stops the clock at 25 seconds. Nice run by Jace Bland.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds right past the sticks there. And what they were doing with that, they ran an overload to the near side. The one receiver on the far side ran a drag all the way across. And they kind of ran a delayed read option and then the quarterback, Bland, pulled it back and ran all the way to the far side. They were trying to get everyone, and they did successfully, to spill over to the near side.
Fifth first down of the drive, 25 seconds with a timeout. They can take shots to the end zone, first and goal from the 8. Ball at the far hash. Richardson's receiver to the left, Haney to the right. One running back is Campbell to the left of Bland in the shotgun. Two tight end. In motion left to right is Haney. Bland takes it, and Campbell has it to the 10. Campbell straight up the middle. And Campbell gets to about the 7-yard line. And they will call that timeout with 18 seconds to go. So now they
do
not.
And that's their last timeout, so now let's see what they do.
That means that they will pretty much have to throw to try to get the end zone. If they don't, they risk running the clock down. But
yeah,
you can get two or three passes to the end zone, and as long as it's not caught for not a touchdown.
I run something where you have the quarterback, Bland, roll out. You got a receiver dragging across the back of the end zone and basically just give Bland three options. You can either throw the ball away, you can tuck and run into the end zone if you have the open lane, or hit the receiver dragging across the back. Keep it simple.
17.7 seconds to be exact here from Central. It is 20-12. Sykeston leads the Central Rebels. Here before halftime, Rebels trying to change that. No more timeouts remaining. It'll be a second down and goal. So they have three opportunities at the end zone, assuming the clock doesn't run out on them. Again, if you're going to, you have to make sure that if it's caught, you have to get in the end zone or get out of bounds.
Yeah.
You cannot catch a pass in open field and get tackled anywhere but the end zone.
I almost would call using that timeout, call two plays into the huddle in case this first one they do get tackled short. Depending on how long they burn on that first play, they may have a chance to line up and run a second one quickly.
Maybe watch for Richardson. He's a 6'2 receiver and he's had a big game so far. They break the huddle. Welch and Haney are receivers to the left. You've got two wings on the right side, Branch and Hopkins. One running back shotgun. Campbell the running back to the right of Bland. Second and goal from the 7. Bland waiting for the snap. Welch in motion. They fake the end around. Bland looking as a wide open tight end. It's a bad throw. It's almost dropped by Hopkins. He fumbles the ball out of bounds. He might have tried to just throw it out of bounds.
8.9 seconds. The clock stops with the fumble going out.
They had Hopkins wide open to the end zone, but the pass got caught by the wind and was not even close by Bland.
Yeah, that thing started coming closer and closer back towards Bland before it hit the ground, actually.
He lost it out of bounds. I almost think Hopkins threw it out of bounds illegally, which if that was the case, the clock should run out. But they stopped because they say it was out of bounds.
It's hard to see because it was all the way on the far side of the field. I didn't have a good view whether or not they got punched out or if he just kind of chucked it.
Now
I'm sure if we ask him, he'll say he just so happened to lose it in the direction of the sideline.
Third down and goal from the 5. One receiver left in Smith, two right in Haney and Richardson. Bland gets the snap. Big blitz coming. Scrambling to his right at the 10. To the hashes, to the 5. Bland's going to lower his shoulder. Dives to the goal line. He fumbled at the end. He fumbled right at the goal line. 1.5 on the clock.
Is it a fumble?
They haven't decided.
The clock should be running down.
The coaches for Sykeston, they're screaming to run the Central, clock. How they do.
Central got the ball back, but Bland was short, and the clock has expired.
Wow, what an end to the half there. I mean, Sykeston, look at them. They're jumping around on the field. They're high-fiving each other. How's Central going to react to this? If I'm Coach Weiss, I'm getting in my players' face about that. I'm telling them all about that just happening. They act like they just had a goal line stand to win the game. Not knocking sides. I'm sure they're excited about it, but Coach Weiss, I'm sure he's going to use that as motivation for the second half.
Jace Bland got taken down right at the goal line and lost the ball as well. And it's going to be 20-12. The score remains as we go to halftime. Sykeston on top of the Central Rebels. We now send it out to the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. They specialize in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Greg Armbruster will have an update from all of the games around the regional radio listening area. This is Football on J98.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
I'm Barbara Stocker. High school football is fun. As we root for our team, remember that there is another game being played in Jefferson City. It's called the Rich Man Tax Shuffle. While we are asked to pay higher real estate taxes to fund our schools, the rich are receiving the tax cuts. We can stop this on November 8th. I'm Barbara Stocker, and I will fight to stop the giveaway and fully fund our schools. Paid for by Campaign for Stocker, Rich McCain, Treasurer.
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main in Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and more. Try them with one of our five made-from-scratch sauces. Our barbecue is smoked daily and available till we run out. We also have the best bread pudding in three counties. Check out Kettlehut Smokehouse on Facebook for all of our specials. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettlehut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
KP Automotive across from the police station in Farmington is your complete auto care center. Hi folks, I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Break your screen? Did your charge port go out? Missing important phone calls because your phone is broke? Come see the Screen Spot in Festus for all your electronic repair needs. They have years of experience and certified cell phone repair technicians on hand. Stop in today or visit thescreenspot.com and get a quote for your repair. The Screen Spot in Festus, located on Main Street behind the DMV. Visit in-store or thescreenspot.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
It's time for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
And welcome into the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. As we are to the break on the J98 game of the week, it's 20-12 with the Sykeston Bulldogs leading the Central Rebels. The Rebels trying to stay unbeaten. They will do so with a victory tonight. They've got a hole to crawl out of in the second half of play. We're just about to start the second half for our KREI game of the week with Parkway West and Farmington. The Knights doubling up the Longhorns at the break 14-7. Let's jump into the first half recap for our J98 game of the week with the Bulldogs and the Rebels. With the Titans clashing tonight on J98, the Rebels were the ones to draw first blood. The PAT was blocked after Ethan Branch broke loose. The PAT blocked by Justice Faulkner. The Bulldogs had an answer on the ensuing drive, scoring on a gutsy fourth down call and a stellar run by Dre Johnson. The Bulldogs take the lead on that score 7-6. And Central went through the air to take the lead back on their next touchdown drive from Bland to Richardson for 6. But the PAT, again, no good for the Rebels. They led nonetheless at that point 12-7. That's when Sykeston made their push before the break, scoring two more times, once to take the lead at 13-12. They missed the PAT and scoring once again to push that to 20-12 at the break for our J98 game of the week. If you're looking for a score for any of our area games, you can find those at MIMOinfo.com with the Presbyterian Manor of Farmington High School football scoreboard. It's the top story on our sports page, and you'll see that scoreboard scrolling at MIMOinfo.com as well. The Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show continues next on Regional Radio.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total healthcare destination.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
The Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio as we get set to start the second half of play between Central and Sykeston. The second half of play already about to get underway for our KREI Game of the Week with Farmington hosting Parkway West. And the KREI Game of the Week, Farmington and the Longhorns of Parkway West. Tonight's potent rushing attack poured over 500 yards on the ground a week ago against the Greyhounds. And early on in this one, the Knights' Gavin Duncan started the charge.
Right side, and here comes Duncan! Breaks three tackles! He's on the loose to the 40, to the 50, now to the 40, the opposite 30, stiff arms a man, to the 20, cuts back, spins, and he drives down to the 5-yard line. Gavin Duncan picking up exactly where he left off last week as Duncan rips off a 63-yard run on the first play from scrimmage.
Oh, I tell you what.
And right after that, Big Dunk got to polish off the drive.
Friedmeier under center gives it to Duncan, and Duncan rides that line into the end zone. Big Dunk, 7 touchdowns last week. That's his first one here tonight. And the Knights march down the field and punch it in the end zone. Farmington 6, Parkway West nothing.
6-0 Farmington in the first quarter with just over 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Knights defense was pitching a shutout through much of the first half, and the offense was matching that intensity, and sometimes a risky play will go a long way.
Farmington going to run it safe, and now dangerous pitch to Bankhead. Teddy down the right sideline. Here he goes to the 50. Teddy to the 40. Teddy to the 30. Teddy to the 20. Teddy to the 10. Teddy to the end zone. Touchdown! Farmington, 74 yards for the Knights, and Teddy Bankhead picks him up and puts him down. Farmington 13, the Longhorns nothing, 3:08 remaining in the first half.
Bankhead in open space down the sideline, and the Knights take a 14-0 lead. The shutout didn't last through the entire first half, but almost.
And it's a 3rd and goal from the 9 as Martin gets the snap, lobs this one to the back far right corner of the end zone. Sears grabs it for the score. So Farmington plays 23 minutes of almost perfect defense, but they surrender a score with under a minute to go in the first half as Martin connects with Sears, and Drew Sears with his 6th touchdown catch of the season. We've got a 1-score ball game.
And that was the score at the break, 14-7, with the Knights leading the Longhorns. The KJFF Game of the Week, a battle of the C6 school district, as Seckman was playing host to Fox. The Jaguars held off the Warrior ground attack for a little while early on, but Fox found the end zone midway through the first.
Bassoni's under center, ball left hash. He's going to give it up the middle. Bobby Niebuhr breaks the tackle, rumbles his way forward into the end zone for the touchdown, and Fox on top here first on the KJF Game of the Week.
7-0 Fox after the PAT early in the second quarter. Seckman recovered a fumble, only to throw an interception to the Warriors' Carson Gross. Just a few plays later, Fox quarterback Tony Pisoni found the end zone.
Split back formation now. Two receivers down to the right. Ball's on the 2 center cut. Pisoni, he's going to keep it himself. He goes up the middle. Does he get into the end zone? No word yet from the official. And touchdown, Tony Pisoni, the 15th rushing score of the year for the senior and the Italian Stallion. And Fox is up 13-0 with 8:32 to play in the second quarter.
The PAT up and through, 14-0. Fox, they scored once more before the break, 21-0 over the Jags in the KJFF Game of the Week. On Web TV, the 6-2 Jefferson Blue Jays hosting the 5-3 St. Vincent Indians for the regular season finale. The Indians took the opening kickoff to get things going and proceeded to march down the field and strike first.
Munier, looking left, has rain out of the backfield, and no one's around him. Inside the 15, taking it up that left sideline, inside the 5, and does he have the pylon? He does. Touchdown, Riley Rain.
Riley Rain in, extra point good, 7-0 St. Vincent. Jefferson's drive ended with a fumble, giving the ball right back to the Indians, and Munier was on it in the first quarter.
They'll go with two fullbacks on the right side of the line, and they snap it to Munier, and Munier sneaks his way into the end zone for another score.
That pushed the Indians' lead to 14-0. The defense took over after that score, forcing turnover after turnover. A pair of picks thrown by Munier gave the ball and short fields to Jefferson, but the Blue Jays couldn't hang on to the football. In one case, an interception nearly fumbled away after a long run, but it was called down. The calamity continued as Jefferson couldn't make the most of that short field either. After a few sloppy drives to start the game, Jefferson finally found their stride to start the second quarter.
11:20 and counting here in the second quarter. 2 seconds on the play clock. They just get it off, and here's Dustin Govro straight up the middle, breaking an arm tackle and into the end zone for the score.
The extra point, no good. 14-6 Indians early in the second quarter. Jefferson's offensive woes continued, and the Indians took advantage.
Lining up on the near side of the field, Tyler Unterreiner. Big mismatch here with Graves as the corner. Munier dropping back, looking that side. He'll go to Unterreiner. Unterreiner just lowers the boom on the defender and will cross the goal line for the score.
That gave the Indians the 21-6 lead, but the Blue Jays, a long touchdown run before the break.
Two fullbacks, one lined up on each side of the O-line. The man in motion is Graves. He'll take the handoff on the sweep, gets the edge inside the 40 up the left sideline. Two blockers ahead, and he will get into the end zone from 51 yards out, Andrew Graves. And they cut the St. Vincent lead down to 21-12.
And that's where it stood at the break. Actually, St. Vincent scored once more before the break, 28-12. It's 21-0 Fox over Sekman on KJF, 14-7 Farmington leading Parkway West on KREI, and 20-12 with Sykeston leading Central for our J98 game of the week. Other scores around the area, Charleston 14-8 over Herkey at the half. Valley Catholic already final over St. Pius, 42-0. North County leads Fredericktown by 11, 34-23. Potosi holds a 4-point edge over the Trojans, 17-13. Brentwood, a 9-point lead over St. Genevieve at the half, 29-20. Poplar Bluff, a lead over Festus, 42-7 at the break. Hillsboro, a 4-point edge on MICDS at 14-10. Windsor and Cuba, no defense, but the Owls have the edge, 40-30. Eureka, a 35-6 lead over Northwest. That's a look into the Presbyterian Manor of High School, or Presbyterian Manor of Farmington High School football scoreboard, and you can find that. It'll stay updated and active to the conclusion of week 9 of high school football. Just about time to send it back to the field for our J98 game of the week. We'll do that next on Regional Radio.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Last time the Central Rebels lost on this field in Park Hills, it was 2012 against St. Genevieve. Sykeston has the lead on Central at halftime, 20-12. Your score, Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds back at our studio. For Central, their drives have been touchdown run, 35-yarder by Ethan Branch, a turnover on downs, followed by a touchdown pass, 48-yarder from Bland to Richardson, a punt, and then getting stopped at the goal line on the final play of the second quarter. For Sykeston, it's been punt, 13-yard touchdown run by Dre Johnson, where Johnson ran all the way back to the 30 and then managed to go to the end zone from there. After that drive, they had a punt, followed by another touchdown run by Johnson. This one a more boring 6-yard touchdown run. Then a touchdown run by Justice Faulkner on their final drive of the second quarter for the 20-12 lead. But Central does have the ball to start the third with an opportunity to try to match things up.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here. We've seen against St. Genevieve, they don't change up their game plan too much if it's not working. They kind of stick with it, and, well, they had a little bit more time before the end of the half there, made a couple plays, executed a little bit better. They probably could have scored one more time, so I wouldn't change all too much if I'm them, but I wouldn't be afraid to change if things aren't working.
Time for a look at stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914.
And looking at these stats in the first half, Faulkner did a good job on the ground, had 108 yards rushing, but he's not the leading rusher between both teams. Entering the game with about 150 rushing yards on the season, Branch has 146 by halftime of this game. And also another big stat, Richardson with 84 receiving yards and a score in the first half.
And Richardson had only 77 receiving yards coming into the game as well. Again, stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. So Central going left to right from our view. Sykeston fans in sideline on the opposite end from us in the press box. Central in the red helmets and pants, navy blue unis, white numbers. Sykeston red helmets, all white jerseys and pants with black numbers. Bryce Bays will kick it off from the 40-yard line. They've been kicking it short. There is a deep man at the five in Tanner Smith, but everybody else for Central playing pretty close up in case they try another squib or an onside kick. Third quarter underway. It's a pop-up kick to the 28-yard line, far numbers, caught by Central, and they get to the 45-yard line on the return. An excellent return by the up man. That was Matt Richardson who had it. So first and 10 for Central, and their offense was doing a lot of very good things on that hurry up before halftime, but came up just short. And that was completely different than what their normal offense is, which is the power run.
Yeah, they power run and drive it straight up the middle and take their time, too. Have no problem burning clock. I think that's something that they should go to a little more often if they're in a funk and maybe need to get a little rhythm going. Just pull out the no huddle in the middle of a drive.
First and 10 from the 46. Three receivers right. One of them's an offensive lineman. One receiver out to the left.
There's only two out here covering him, yeah. So watch the quick hit.
And Tanner Friends, the lineman, who's out wide to the right. Tyrese Welch just gives a handoff up the middle to the far numbers at the 50, 45. Welch to the 40, all the way to the 36-yard line. Big first down for Tyrese Welch, who did not start this contest because of an ankle injury. He's only had two or three touches on the day. Starting running backs Ethan Branch and Tristan Campbell. Jace Bland at quarterback. Nick Haney, Matt Richardson, receiver. Dallas Coleman, tight end. Offensive line from left to right. Holden Mayberry, Tanner Friend, Dylan Wells, Ethan Weiss, and Kyle Halter. Coached by Corey Schweiss at 8-0. First and 10 from the Sykeston 37. First time we've seen the Maryland I formation, which they often do quite a bit. Welch is the deep back, two backs in front of him. Welch straight up the middle, and between the hashes gets to the 33 for a gain of about four or five.
Welch getting the ball twice to start things off in the second half here. We didn't see very much of him in the first half. He came in a little bit at the end of the last drive, but was used mostly as a decoy.
Yeah, without Welch, they haven't been doing the Maryland I, which is normally a staple. Defense for Sykeston is a 4-4-3. Ends Tyreek Jamison, Chinsey Quinwuko. Tackles Josh Stinnett and Will Leonard. We'll get the rest here shortly. Second down and six for Central from the 34. A power eye again. Welch the deep back in front of him is Campbell. Branch in front of Campbell. Welch again off left guard to the far numbers 30. Welch gets close to the first down at about the 28-yard line far numbers. Third down and one coming up. Other starters, outside linebackers Justice Faulkner and Bryce Bays. Keyshawn Ellis and Jason Moore. On the inside, Elijah Faulkner, Don Larry at corner, Austin Branch at safety. Right at the very end of that, as I was looking down, a few Sykeston players started running down the sideline as if they had the ball. I didn't see a fumble call, and they're going to say Central still has it.
Yeah, and I didn't see a beanbag tossed or anything.
Minute into the third quarter, Central down 20-12. They have a third down and two, 29 yards from the end zone. Haney's a receiver to the right, Richardson left. One wing on the right side in Glenn. One running back shotgun. Campbell to the left of Bland. Bobbled snap straight to Campbell. Runs off of his own blocker and gets hit at the 31. Between the hashes, loss of about two or three. Blown up by Real Leonard and Friends. And it's fourth down and four down territory, you'd think, being 31 yards from the end zone.
Yeah, unless they really want to coffin corner this one. They're going to go for it on fourth down here. Because if you get a touchback, it's an 11-yard defense. Basically, do you trust your defense to the point where the 11 yards doesn't make a difference? If I'm head coach Corey Schweiss, I trust my defense.
Fourth down and four. Kent Gibbs, head coach on the other side for Sykeston, member of the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. So third and four. Richardson out to the left. Tanner Smith right. Also out to the left, two more receivers, Haney and Branch. Actually, four receivers left, one right. Big blitz coming. Branch steps up in the pocket, throws down the far sideline. Wide open, over the shoulder, caught. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, he dropped it. Richardson dropped a surefire touchdown, turnover on downs.
Richardson dropped that in the end zone with nobody else in the end zone either. Closest defender was about 6.5, maybe even 7 yards behind him. Richardson, that just clanked off his hands.
He's going to have nightmares about that for the next year.
For the rest of his life, Richardson's a senior on this team. He's going to be regretting that for quite some time. He doesn't have too many games left in his high school football career to bounce back after that.
Wide open, perfect throw. That's a deflator as Sykeston takes over. First and 10 from their own 31, a Coldwell Banker Holsey in real estate. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, first and 10, selling our community 1 yard at a time, talking is hard. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The shotgun look for quarterback Dre Johnson with two touchdowns in this game. Four down linemen defensively. Handoff Justice Faulkner up the middle, gets about a yard or two. Other starting running back is Faison Fobbs. Receivers Austin Branch, Ricky Scott, Colton Gaddis. Offensive line left to right, David Rowland, Tyreek Jamison, Noah Hicks, Josh Stinnett, and Jalen Allen. 20-12 in favor of Sykeston with 9:30 on the clock here in the third quarter. Second down and 8. Central has a 4-3 defense, ends Tristan Campbell and Holden Mayberry, tackles Matt Dean, Dallas Coleman, the rest shortly. Three receivers left, one right. On second down, here's Faulkner at the numbers, gets to the 34 for a gain of about 2, where he was brought down by Jake Glenn, who's one of the starting linebackers. Great to see Glenn back in the game because he left very gingerly in the second quarter. Ethan Branch, Evan Sidebottom, the other linebackers, Matt Richardson, Nick Haney at corner, Will Hopkins, Luke Mannion at safety. Right now, Luke Mannion has the Crown Collision Center collision of the game from Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends, Highway 67 north of Farmington, finishing a tackle without a helmet.
No helmet, no problem.
Third down and 6. Johnson looking right. Wobbly duck, but caught at the 44. Numbers first down and more down the sideline. 50 to the 40. 35 taken down at the 30-yard line. A huge gain to Ricky Scott. First down, Sykeston.
About a 35-yard catch and run there, and a missed tackle on the outside by the cornerback. I think that might have been Nick Haney who just whiffed there.
Sykeston up 20-12 at 5-3, trying to end the unbeaten season of Central in this season finale. First and 10, 30 yards from the end zone.
It was actually Matt Richardson who missed that tackle.
Had a couple of plays for him. One receiver left, three right. Johnson scrambling to his right on a designed run, gets to the first down marker and runs out of bounds just past the line of scrimmage, I should say. So that'll be a second down. Johnson didn't have it, just going to keep himself safe and away from the contact. There is a flag, it appears, though, based on the way the official's acting. I don't see it thrown. Nope, guess not. I'm not sure what I was looking at there. Second down and 10. They give him no gain. Three receivers right, one left. Four down linemen. Dre Johnson gets a low snap. Throws one-on-one, looking for Branch, incomplete, over the shoulder, just a little bit in front of his fingertips, right at the goal line at the near numbers, third down.
And that's another, both teams now have dropped surefire touchdowns. Branch should have had that one. Wasn't quite as easy a catch as Nick Haney had in the end zone, but still should have had that one.
Third down. And 10.
Excuse me, that was Richardson that dropped the ball before. I'm mixing the two of them up.
30 yards from the end zone. Two receivers each side for Dre Johnson. Johnson gets it. Gives it off to Justice Faulkner. Trying to go to the outside. Breaks the tackle. Far numbers. Stumbling ahead past the 20 for a first down. Still going. Breaks another tackle. He is gone. Touchdown. Justice Faulkner. 30-yard TD run. Two-score lead for Sykeston.
Just power and speed blended together behind Faulkner as he keeps shedding off tackles. Finally gets a lane with no one in front of him, and he just explodes into that final gear.
Third consecutive touchdown for the Sykeston Bulldogs, making it 26-12, 8-13. In the third, pending the point after try. They're pretty glad to have him back after missing him for 3 games.
You think? I mean, he's been really carrying this team.
Bryce Bays looking for the extra point. Right-footed kicker. Johnson is the holder. Hold and snap are good. Kick is good as well. That makes it 27-12. Sykeston on top of Central 8-13 here from Park Hills third quarter. High school football on J98.
Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Biggest lead of the game. Sykeston up 27-12 on Central here from Park Hills after a 30-yard touchdown run by Justice Faulkner. His second TD run of the game. Central getting the ball back, 8:13 third quarter, after very nearly getting a touchdown to start the third quarter. Fourth down, dropped in the end zone by Richardson. We'll see if they can redeem that. And Richardson's had a great game up to that point. He had a career game.
He's had a couple of deep catches and already has a touchdown on the game.
They kick it deep for the first time, caught at the one by Tanner Smith. Far numbers 15. Smith trying to reverse direction. He is not going to succeed. He's brought down, pushed back a few yards from the 15.
Smith maybe broke about eight tackles, but for every tackle he broke, he did not gain a single yard, and eventually enough red hats fell on top of him that are wearing white jerseys.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, first and 10 for Central. They've got a long way to go on this drive, starting from the 12. Their drives have been touchdown, turnover on downs, touchdown, punt, end of half, and turnover on downs. The red helmets and pants, navy blue unis, white numbers going left to right from our view on the far hash, first and 10. Here from Park Hills, cloudy skies, sun has set long ago, temperature in the mid-50s. One receiver out wide to the right in Haney. It'll be a split back, two tight end look. Jace Bland under center, gives it off straight up the middle, and the dive up the hash to the 17-yard line for Tristan Campbell. Gain of about 4 or 5. Second down coming up for the Rebels. At 8-0, trying to keep the unbeaten season alive. Sykeston 5-3, fighting for position in a very tight district. For Central, they know they're the number one seed in their district here in the season finale. Sykeston maybe as high as 2, maybe as low as 6 or 7, depending on how things go. Second down and 6 from the 17. One receiver right, same look offensively. So movement on the lines, and a flag will be thrown.
Let's see who jumped first.
False start offense.
I mean, that's heartbreaking. You got a good run on first down, putting yourself in about second and medium, and now you're going to go back and have either second and 10 or second and 11.
It's just in their head right now. You drop the touchdown pass. Your defense gives up a touchdown the other way. Confidence at a low right now for the Rebels.
And even before that, I mean, there was the stop at the end of the half. That was a lot of momentum that swung towards Sykeston's side.
Second and 11 from the 13, handoff to Campbell, who's met and stuffed right at the line of scrimmage by a host of defenders, including Will Leonard and Bryce Bays. Third down and long for Central.
He may not have even gotten a yard on that play. And it looks like he lost about a yard.
So a third down and about 11 from the 11. Clock down to 7 minutes here in the third quarter. 27-12 your score in favor of Sykeston here from Central High School in Park Hills. Central taking their time. Play clock to 15, and now they break the huddle. Out wide to the right will be Richardson. Smith is a receiver to the left. Two other receivers go to the right in Haney and Campbell. One running back shotgun. Bland scrambling to his right at the 5, throws on the run. It is a caught on a curl. First down, or close to it at least, for Richardson, who got pushed all the way back to about the 15, but forward progress puts him close.
Yeah, this is looks like he may be just short based on the official on the far side spot. Depends on the near side, though.
Based on that, I'd say he's probably a half yard short.
That's what it looks to be.
They spot it between the 22 and 23. They look at the stick, and they say, we're going to bring the sticks to us. It's too far away for us.
And I'm always in favor of that. If you're a coach and it's close, always ask for a measurement, because now it gives you a chance to really think about whether or not you're going to go for it. And if you decide you're going to go for it no matter what, then you get to figure out, okay, what play are we going to run here? Up the middle with Campbell? Are we going to give it to Welch and see what he can do? Maybe run a design run with Bland?
They stretch it out, and they say it is short. Football brought to you by KP Automotive in Farmington, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington, and Kettle Hut's Smokehouse in Crystal City. This deep in your own territory, it's a risky proposition if you go for it, and they're very quickly going to line up, and it appears they will go for it on a fourth down and inches at the 22-and-a-half-yard line. Everybody bunching up on the line except for one receiver to each side.
Watch a sneak by Bland. I go double A-gap here if I'm the Sykeston Bulldogs.
And they are bringing those tackles in close as well, ready for a sneak. Split back, look behind him. It's a fullback dive. I don't know if he got it. It's going to be right there.
The line didn't seem Branch. To move at all. The line of scrimmage, that is both offensive and defensive line pushed into each other.
If you're a ref and you get that giant pile, how in the world do you spot that accurately?
You just go with what you last saw.
And they're going to give him the first down. They spotted at the 24th. They gave him about a yard and a half, so a first down. Central keeps the drive alive. 6:26, third quarter, 27-12, Central trailing Sykeston. First and 10 from the 24.
You got to get something more than that, though, if you're Central. You can't
piggyback
off just
side,
a
split back. Five-step drop for Bland. Wants to go deep, but the pressure's in his face. Goes to his left, throws down. The far number's wide open at the 45. It's dropped. It's deflected and picked off the deflection. It was Richardson, the target again. To the 31-yard line goes the interceptor, Don Larry.
I mean, that went straight through Richardson's hands. He's having a really tough second half here. He missed the touchdown. Now his hands have led to a turnover for the other team deep in your own territory.
That is our first turnover of the game. Don Larry, starting corner, his third pick of the year, and now Sykeston in the driver's seat. Just about halfway through the third, they have a two-score lead, 27-12, and they have a first and 10. And they're about 32 yards from the end zone. Johnson fakes the handoff, fires deep one-on-one far sideline, and it is, makes the catch, Scott, touchdown, he jumped over Haney at the far numbers and snagged it. What a catch by Ricky Scott.
Wow, Ricky Scott, he's at 6'2", Haney 5'8", and Scott reached over him to make that grab and just kept driving his legs, carrying Haney, who he sort of landed on, into the end zone.
Absolutely. Oh, Sykeston right now.
Amazing catch.
Scott with his third touchdown reception of the year. TD comes with 6 minutes exactly here in the third quarter. Extra point kick coming for Sykeston and Bryce Bays. Waiting for the snap from Stinnett. Snap and hold are good. Kick is a bit low, but it is through. And that makes it 34-12 in favor of Sykeston. High school football on J98.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at NewEraBank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Central's in trouble. Sykeston up 34-12, halfway through the third quarter. Back-to-back touchdown drives here in the third. That one set up by an interception from Don Larry. Only a one-play, 32-yard drive. Johnson to Ricky Scott. Now the Rebels have to get to work, try to get back in this game. A turnover on downs and an interception on their drives here in the third. That turnover on downs coming on a drop pass in the end zone on fourth down.
And that all starts with Richardson. I mean, he's got to get his head right.
Had a rough couple of snaps as they kick it into the end zone on the fly for a touchback. So first and 10 coming up for Central. Yeah, Matt Richardson, you know, had such a great game in the first half. Coming into the game, he had five catches, 77 yards. He topped that in the first half. Then the drop pass in the end zone, and then obviously still a bit in his head, he dropped another open pass that ended up being intercepted off of the deflection.
Well, it's brutal, too. It's two different kinds of drops. The first one in the end zone, that was just stone hands. It just clanked off your hands. Second one was almost like a Butterfingers type of drop. Went straight through his hands and right into the lap of the cornerback in coverage, Don Larry.
So first and 10 for Central from the 20. Richardson and Haney are receivers to the right. Split back look. Jace Bland under center. In motion goes Haney from the slot. Play action. They fake a reverse. Bland trying to set up deep. Now they throw underneath. Caught by Campbell, the 25. Campbell gets to about the 28 at the near hashes. where he is wrapped up by Josh Stinnett. So a nice game for Tristan Campbell, the leading receiver on the squad. Second down and about one. They give him nine to the 29. Two receivers right again with Richardson and Haney. Branch and Campbell are your running backs in a split back about 2 yards right behind Bland, who's under center. Four down linemen defensively. It is Branch straight up the middle. Branch has the first down between the hashes to the 32-yard line. Gain of about three. Clock down to 5:20 here in the third quarter. 34-12 is your score in favor of Sykeston.
They get even the first down there. Moving the sticks a little late, but you're first and 10 for Central.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. First and 10, in fact. This time they spread it out with three receivers left, one right. Make it four receivers left, one right. Empty backfield for Bland. Four-man rush. Jace Bland stands in, throws. Quick curl caught at the 39-yard line. Far hashes. That was Branch with a gain of about five on a quick pass. Second down coming up.
Campbell again with the reception. Even though he's the fullback in this offense, he seems to be the go-to receiver for Bland.
So second down and about four from the 39-yard line. Ball on the far hash going left to right from our view in the red and navy. The white with red helmets for Sykeston. Haney and Richardson right. Tanner Smith out wide left. One wing on the right side of the line. Empty backfield for Bland. Bland will have a QB draw straight up the middle, and he got nothing between the hashes. No gain, maybe a loss of a yard.
Yeah, I think he lost a yard in that play there. The line of scrimmage after the initial conflict with both offensive lines got reset back a yard. Even though they're the smaller players in the second half so far, it's been the Sykeston defensive line that's been winning the battle at the line of scrimmage.
Third down and three from the 40-yard line of Central. Trailing by three scores. The Maryland Eye, Tyrese Welch is in as the deep back. In front of him, Campbell, then Branch. Four down linemen defensively. They give to Welch off right tackle, and Tyrese between the hashes gets to the 42, and that'll be where he's pushed back and stopped. So it'll be probably a yard short of the first down.
Depends. The official on the near side looks like he's got it. The far side, hard to tell from here.
It'll be close. Clock now at 3:53 in the third quarter, 34-12, and they will signal a first down. Second first down of the drive for the Rebels, down by three scores, trying to keep their unbeaten regular season alive in the season finale. At 8-0, Sykeston 5-3, fighting for district position with a number of other 5-3 teams in Class 4 District 1. Two receivers close to the right tackle, one running back, play action, Bland looking to his left, throws, and it's incomplete at the far numbers at the 50. Intended target was Dallas Coleman. Don Larry diving in front of it might have deflected it a little bit.
It might have deflected it. He almost had his second interception of the game, as that one was kind of floated a little bit by Jace Bland. He's got to fire that one, even if your guy's wide open.
Second down and 10. Want to thank the Screen Spot in Festus, as well as the UPS Store in Festus, and First State Community Bank in DeSoto, Festus, Hillsboro, Imperial, and Washington. One receiver out right in Richardson. One wing near the right tackle. Split back look. Bland booting to his right. Throws on the run. Caught on a curl by Richardson at the 45. Going to the middle of the field. Richardson wrapped up just shy of the 35-yard line. First down. Central on about a 20-yard gain.
And if I'm Bland, I give Richardson a big pat on the back of the helmet after that. I mean, he needs something to get his confidence back. Even after that, he's still hanging his head a little bit.
Few missteps, but a great game apart from those, although they've been costly at this point. First and 10, 36 yards from Pater. Richardson and Haney out to the left. Split back look. Branch to the left. Campbell to the right. Four down linemen. Bland under center. Gives it off to Branch. Off right guard. Branch to the hash. Gets to the 34. Gain of about two or three before he is wrapped up by Justice Faulkner and friends. What a game for Ethan Branch. Coming into the game 150 yards. He's already topped that in this game.
Almost topped it in the first half alone. Just a handful of yards shy.
Bigger role for him with Tyrese Welch a bit banged up. Welch has played some, but not much. He's in right now.
I'd give him a bigger role moving forward. Keep Welch a little bit fresher for the playoffs.
He and Campbell are the split backs behind Bland. Two receivers left. Second down and seven from the 34. It's an option. Bland keeps it after a fake. Goes to the far numbers. Wrapped up right near the first down marker at the 26-yard line. It'll be close. Tackle made by Luke Blanton.
And I think he's going to get the first down because he kind of got dragged down from behind. That is enough for a first. Game fourth, about eight.
Fourth first down of the drive. 10th play coming up, starting at their own 20. And they're now 26 yards from the end zone. 2:35 third quarter. 34-12, Sykeston leads. Central really needs to come away with a touchdown on this drive. And so far, so good. A very methodical drive, ball control, which is what the Rebels like to do. Richardson way out wide to the right. He's on the near sideline with the ball in the far hash. Split back, slot receiver near the right tackle, and Haney. Pass play, Bland throws a rocket, and it's incomplete at the 15 near numbers, looking for Haney, but a bit off the mark.
Listening to high school football on the KTJJ Farmington.
So we are approaching at 9 o'clock. Final game of the regular season, week 9. We'll have playoff football for you next week. Who we're going to be seeing?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet because there's a lot of positioning that will be on the line into this week's games.
We may have a general idea, so listen to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. We may have an idea by then who we'll be covering next week. If not, tune in Tuesday night to the Coles Tractor and Equipment Football Recap Show.
Second and 10, 26 yards from the end zone. Spread look, four receivers. Bland, three-step drop, scrambling to his left, throws on the run. It's deflected, incomplete, looking in for Branch at the 15 far numbers. Pass maybe a bit too strong for Branch as it did bounce off of, looks like, his chest.
Branch, he's not wearing any gloves. He's going barehanded. You got to invest the minimum $30 into a pair of gloves.
There is a penalty flag in the backfield at the 37-yard line. Central's walking backward, and it's a hold.
That's a shame. Another missed opportunity for Central as they're going to be in deep in their own territory or deep in enemy territory. Now they're going to be backed up out of the red zone.
You can see shoulders slumped a bit, confidence dropping, and they're going way back because that flag was deep in the backfield. So they go all the way back to the Sykeston 48. The first down marker is at the 16. So that's the scoreboard will say second down and 33.
I trust their math over mine.
Yeah, no kidding. So second and a country mile. Two receivers right, make it three receivers right. One receiver out to the left in Tanner Smith. It is Branch, Richardson, Haney to the right. Bland, booting to his right, has some time, steps up, throws deep over the middle, looking for Haney, comes back at the 15, far numbers, Haney at the 10, one man to juke, and he does. Nick Haney, touchdown. Second down and 33. We'll get all 48 yards at once.
And you know what? I was just thinking, this is the perfect opportunity to shoot for the end zone. It's only second down, so you still got some downs to work with. But they're going to be anticipating, you know what, let's get a sack, let's push him back even further. That could open up things down the field like it did right there.
Minute 54 in the third quarter. Haney getting his fifth touchdown reception of the year. Bland with his his 10th touchdown pass of the year. And now it's 34-18, pending either an extra point kick or a two-point conversion try. And they will come out in the swinging gate trick formation. We've got two receivers to the right. Now they're going into a regular I formation. Bland under center, two backs behind him. He'll boot to his right, looking to throw. Throws on the run. It is low and skips in front of Richardson at the goal line. So the two-point conversion fails, but Central has some life. It is 34-18. It's high school football on J98.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Touchdown for Central. 48-yard pass. Jace Bland to Nick Haney. Rebels still trailing by 16. 34-18 is your score with a minute 54 on the clock here in the third quarter from Park Hills. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds back at our studio. Maybe watch out for a short onside kick or something like that. You never know. Tanner Smith at the 40-yard line ready to boot it away. You've got five at the 50-yard line, three at the 35. Three at the 20, ready to receive for Sykeston. And it is a little squib kick straight up the middle. Now it rolls to the near sideline and rolls out of bounds at the 33.
Yeah, I don't think they were intending to go for the outside there. I think they wanted to do a squib kick, but sent it way too far on an angle towards the sideline.
Scoring recap, Central scored first in the first. 35-yard run by Ethan Branch. Sykeston matched a crazy 13-yard run by Dre Johnson. It was 7-6 because of a blocked extra point against Central. Mid-second quarter, 48-yard touchdown pass. Bland to Richardson made it 12-7. Then Dre Johnson, a 6-yard touchdown run, and a Faulkner touchdown run before halftime made it 20-12. Sykeston, two touchdowns in the third. Faulkner run and a pass from Johnson to Scott. And then we just had the Bland to Haney touchdown for Central to make it 34-18. First and 10 for Sykeston from their own 35. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Now Faulkner comes from the slot left and joins him at the running back spot and gets a handoff. Justice Faulkner gets to the 40-yard line, just straight up the middle, gain of about five. Justice Faulkner missed the last few weeks of the season due to illness. He's back, and he's better than ever. He's got two touchdowns in this game, giving him 10 rushing touchdowns on the year. Second down and five. Two receivers to each side. Faulkner again, the running back. Dre Johnson waiting for the snap. He'll send Fobbs in motion from the left slot. Fobbs gets it on an end around, far sideline. Fobbs first down, forced out of bounds. Now actually, they're going to spot him just shy. One referee said he stepped out of bounds at the 44, so it'll be a third down and one.
I thought he was able to turn the corner, get a couple extra yards there.
They said he just stepped out shy, so it's a third down and one from their own 44. Sykeston going right to left in the all-white with black numbers, red helmets. The Bulldog logo on one side of the helmet, player number on the other. Third and one.
They're about a length of the football away from the first.
Four receivers, two to each side again. Justice Faulkner, the running back, he gets it straight up the middle, has the first down. Wrapped up about a yard past the marker, but it's enough to keep the drive going at the far numbers to the 46.
Got wrapped up about a yard pass, was able to power through for that extra yard.
Minute
three on the play.
Minute nine, and ticking here in the third quarter. 34-18, 5-3 Sykeston, leading 8-0 Central, who has not lost on this turf since 2012. They spotted at the 47, first and 10. Three receivers right, one man out to the left. Four down linemen defensively. Dre Johnson gets the snap. Gives it to Faulkner. Far numbers 50. Justice Faulkner. Sideline. Just past the 50. Brought down at about the 48-yard line. Gain of about 6 or 7 before he's wrapped up by the Rebels. And clock at 55 seconds. Referee telling us to stop the clock. And they want to figure out something.
Yeah, not sure what they're trying to figure out here.
I think it's an issue with the clock. I'm not sure if the clock
they
ran
keep
off as much
back
time.
The clock, so that's the only thing it could be is a clock issue.
Well, they'll discuss it over.
And this is always interesting at the high school level when you don't have microphones and you got to yell up to the home side press box past all their fans. And over them, too, to reset the clock.
And it looks like that's what they're going to try to do. Coming up at the end of the game, we have the Unico Bank play of the game. Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or a commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. We've had a lot of big plays in this game. Certainly a game full of wild moments as the referee went to one sideline. Now he goes to the opposite sideline, over to where Sykeston is, to ask Coach Kent Gibbs something or tell him something.
I mean, I think it's that goal line stand at the end of the first half.
Yes.
That so far would be my choice for the Unico Bank play of the game. That was the biggest game-changing moment. It was still a close game at that point. That gave Sykeston a ton of energy as they were heading into halftime. I mean, they were dancing around, celebrating high five, chest bumping in the middle of the field. And then they came out in the second half with that same fire. They didn't lose it at halftime.
So the clock gets back going with 50 seconds and ticking. And right before halftime, Central trying to even the game up. Jace Bland was stopped at the goal line, and Sykeston added to the lead from there. Second down and about four from the Central 47. Four receiver set. Central crowd making some noise. Fumble on the exchange. It's recovered by Central at the 50-yard line, right on the Rebel logo. Dallas Coleman falling on just a botched exchange. They were trying to give it to Elijah Faulkner on the end around.
And what a break for Central. They're getting the ball right at midfield, almost dead center of the Rebel logo, right past the 50-yard line. And 26 seconds left in the third quarter. If they can score here early in the fourth quarter, this is a whole new ball game.
First and 10 from the 50. Three receivers right, one left. One running back is Campbell. Bland gets the snap. Hand off to Campbell, straight up the middle. Down the hash, he gets pushed back at the 46. Gain of 4. Stick coming from Justice Faulkner, and that will probably be the final play of the third quarter. Now, Central's going to hurry back to the line. Second down and 5, 45 seconds, or rather 45-yard line, 5 seconds and ticking.
Bland telling his team to be quiet, his stands, his men in the stands.
Get it off in time. Bland scrambling to his right, throws a dump off. It's incomplete through the hands of Ethan Branch, looking for him on a flat. It'll be a third down and 5 when we start the fourth quarter. It's 34-18. Sykeston leads Central High School football on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
All this week, shop your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets for deals in every aisle. Check out the produce truckload sale. Sweet, crisp, red, seedless grapes, $1 a pound. Fine, ripe, slicing tomatoes are $1 a pound. And Green Giant carrots are just $1 for a 2-pound package. Your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets in Ironton, Potosi, and Fredericktown remind you it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Be aware of what you should look for during self-exams.
Time for the fourth quarter from Park Hills. Central trailing Sykeston, 34-18. Central with a third and 5, 45 yards from the end zone. Spread look. Three receivers right, one left. Receiver to the left is Tanner Smith. Jace Bland in the shotgun. Gets a snap, gives it off to Campbell up the middle. Breaks one tackle, comes to the near numbers, 40, to the 35, gets to the 30, taken down at the 25. Big first down, and Keyshawn Ellis saved him from getting a touchdown, just holding on to the jersey.
Yeah, but he was dragging Keyshawn Ellis the whole time, too. Ellis barely just holding on for dear life. You're right, that stopped the touchdown, but he grabbed him and ran for about another 10 more yards.
First and 10 from the 25 for Central. Ball on the near hash, now going right to left from our view. Navy blue jerseys, red helmets and pants. Sykeston in the all-white with the red helmet. Smith out to the left, three receivers right. One running back shotgun for the quarterback, Jace Bland. Campbell with him in the backfield. Bland, a three-step drop, looking over the middle. Steps in the pocket, now runs to the sideline. He will get to the 20 and get pushed out of bounds just beyond the 20-yard line. And a flag comes in on Keyshawn Ellis, who was kind of holding on to Bland as he was going out of bounds. Not a whole lot Ellis can do there, I think. That's a tough call.
Yeah, that's one of those where technically that fits the description of a late hit on a quarterback out of bounds. But you're right. There's nothing he can do there as he's trying to drag him to the ground. The play takes him out of bounds, and he's not trying to hurt him. You know, you can't really let go in that situation.
They do call it the personal foul, so Central will get into the red zone. Second first down of the drive. Just underway in the fourth quarter. 34-18, Rebels trying to keep the 8-0 season and get it to 9-0. Sykeston at 5-3, fighting for district positioning. Central, they know they're the number one team in their district. First down and goal. Actually, no, first and 10. They'll put it at the 11. Smith, receiver left. Two out wide to the right. One running back to the right. Now he shifts to the left in Tristan Campbell. Bland gets it. It's a QB draw, off left tackle, to the 5, near numbers, and he's wrapped up at the 2. Great run by the big quarterback, Jace Bland. Remember, he's 6'2", 220. He's a load.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than Don Larry, the 6'1", 165 corner. He ran over for an extra 2 yards.
Second down. The ball's 3 yards from the end zone. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. It's a second and 2 with 3 yards needed for a score.
2 for the first down.
Double tight end. On the left side, Dooley. Coleman on the right. Maryland I. Tyrese Welch is in the game as the deep back with Campbell and Branch in front of him. Second back through gets it. Campbell off right guard. He's close. So Central players have their hands in the air signaling touchdown. No signal from the officials.
It'll be a first down nonetheless, but this is going to be on the one and a, maybe not even, maybe the 1.5 yard line.
So a first and goal inches away, trying to get back within one possession. 34-18, 10:47, fourth quarter. And actually the stick, and now they flip it. So it is going to be, they were looking, they might actually measure it here to see if he has the first down without having the touchdown. The nose of the ball is like a centimeter away from the goal line.
Yeah, he definitely has the first down here. There's no question about that.
Man, it's hard to believe you can be that close to the end zone and not have a first down.
Yeah.
They'll stretch out the stick, and indeed it is a first down. So now you have four opportunities to get not even a half a yard, maybe a third of a yard.
Let's see. I wouldn't be shocked if they hand it off to Tristan Campbell here. I don't think Sykeston's going to be shocked either, so it's going to come down to the O-line versus the D-line. Sykeston's D-line, they've played well in the second half so far.
Same Maryland eye, three backs in the line. Welch the deep back, Campbell in front of him, Branch in front of him. And same play as the last one. This time it's a touchdown, that second back through Tristan Campbell. You can see it coming. It doesn't matter. He's going to get the TD, and Central is back within a score.
Great run up the middle, and credit that to the right side of the offensive line between Ethan Weiss, Dylan Wells, the center, and the right tackle, Kyle Halter, just opening up a big hole for Tristan Campbell to run through. Any of us up here in the booth could have ran through that hole.
50-yard drive on seven plays, set up by a fumble. It's 34-24, and they will have to go for two. They're not within one score yet. They have to get the two-point conversion to do that. Two receivers left. In motion is Welch from the slot. They hold on for a long time. They do not hand it off. Throw looking incomplete off of one hand, looking for Jake Glenn. Tough pass to try to catch. So the two-point conversion fails, and it's 34-24. So Central still down by two scores here early in the fourth quarter. High school football on J98.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind. When we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
10:41, fourth quarter here from Central. So the Rebels still down by two scores after the failed two-point conversion. It is 34-24. Sykeston on top, trying to knock off the Rebels. We'll see what type of kickoff we get from the 40-yard line. Everybody playing pretty close up for Sykeston. Five at the 50, three at the 35, and then three in a line at the 25.
That's it. No one past the 25.
And Smith will squib it straight up the middle. Hits off of shins at the 30. Recovered to the 35. Coming to the near sideline at the 40. Still going. And Don Larry gets to the 44-yard line on the return. So good field position coming up for Sykeston, who has gotten two touchdowns in this half. And their last drive ending on a fumble on a bad exchange.
And this would be huge if Central can force a three and out here and get the ball back quickly.
We are even at one turnover apiece thus far. Sykeston looking to move to 6-3. Central trying to move to 9-0. Central knows they will be the one seed in Class 3, District 1. For Sykeston in Class 4, District 1, they could finish maybe as high as 1 or 2 and as low as 6 or 7, depending on how they play and how other teams play. Three receivers, one running back. Hand off, Justice Faulkner to the near sideline at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, down the sideline. He was untouched the entire way. 56-yard touchdown run, Justice Faulkner.
I mean, punch, counterpunch right there. Faulkner with the huge run for the score and the momentum. He felt it swing from this side we're on, the home side, to the far side of the field where the road team Sykeston is.
After missing three games, Faulkner with his third 200-plus rushing performance of the year. TD comes with 10:23 on the clock. Extra point coming from Bryce Bays. Sykeston regaining some momentum. Snap and hold are good. Kick is through, and that makes it 41-24 in favor of Sykeston, 10-23 in the fourth. High school football on J98.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Justice Faulkner getting his third touchdown run of the game. Sykeston with 41 points, leading Central 41-24. The most points Central had allowed this season was 20 against Perryville in week 6. And they've doubled that up. Central's unbeaten season in danger. Kickoff coming from the 40-yard line for Sykeston, going left to right in the all-white with the red helmets, black numbers. Red pants and helmets, navy blue numbers for Central, or navy blue jerseys, white numbers, and we have a flag before the kick.
Could be offsides.
And we'll try it again. Gorgeous night for football. Crowd very quieted. Had a lot of noise after Central driving down the field, but
Faulkner,
Justice Faulkner says,
him. Shh. Yeah, as he was running into that end zone, I mean, that was a great run by him, and Welch is actually going to check in on the kickoff return here.
It was offsides on the kicking team, so they push it back to the 35 to try again. If they can get it back to Welch, he's all the way at the 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they pitch it back to him if it goes towards Nick Haney, the other returner that stayed in. Welch replacing Tanner Smith. Welch isn't even regularly the kickoff returner. Usually he just does punts.
Welch, a bit banged up, has had a limited role in this game. They will kick it deep, and Welch will catch it on a bounce. No, it rolls by him. Now he picks it up at the 8-yard line, goes to the far numbers at the 15, to the 20, between the hashes, 25. Tyrese Welch tripped up at the 32, and if he wasn't tripped up there by B.J. Hill, that could have been big.
And he knows it as he was clapping the football a little bit afterwards. Still a great return, though, that kind of took a low dead man's roll on him. Had some speed behind it, but no bounce, so he wasn't able to pick it up right away. Still able to take it all the way to the 33-yard line.
First and 10 from there at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. First and 10, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Clock is at 10:15. Central down 41-24. Got to get three scores. Easier said than done. One receiver out to the left in Welch. And four receivers to the right. Empty backfield for Bland. We've got on the right wing, Branch and Campbell. Then Haney and Richardson out wide right. Four-man rush. Pass deep over the middle looking for Welch. Incomplete. Just a streak down the near numbers. Welch had a step or two on Don Larry, but the pass too far in front.
Yeah, and one of the issues there, Welch, he kind of stuck his hands out and then tried to run to it. You're going to slow down when you do that. Your speed is generated by your arm action. It creates leg turnover. You got to get that go-get-it speed, pump your arms a little bit faster, increase that leg turnover and go get it. But by sticking your arms out, you're not doing that.
Second and 10 from the 33. Richardson Haney to the right, Tanner Smith to the left. Two wings on the right side of the line. Empty backfield for Bland. Four-man rush. He's in trouble but is able to get it away. Almost intercepted. And a great save by Tristan Campbell, who had to smack it out of the hands of Will Leonard, the defensive tackle, who would have had a pick otherwise.
Yeah, Tristan Campbell was basically playing defensive back there, coming over the top and punching that away from Will Leonard. Will Leonard made the brilliant play. He realized it was a screen. The offensive line let him through and just started backpedaling and reading the quarterback's eyes. Textbook.
That was a good volleyball swing from Campbell, really. Third down and 10 from their own 33. 10:04, fourth quarter, 41-24 in favor of Sykeston. Central has to get something going on this drive. Otherwise, they are in trouble. Two receivers to the right and two wings to the right as well. Smith, the lone man, to the left. Empty backfield for Jace Bland. On third down, four-man rush. Bland scrambling to his right. Tries to step in, and the ball is knocked loose at the 20. Bland will fall on it at the 16 far hashes. He went to step up in the pocket, and one of the defensive linemen, I think it was Quincy Chinwoko, was able to just kind of smack at the ball and knock it loose. And now it's a fourth down and a mile. And even though you feel like you have to go for it, you have to punt almost because it's fourth down and forever. I know they converted on a touchdown on that second down in forever earlier, but...
Yeah, this is a different situation, though, because if they got turned over back there, all right, the ball's in enemy territory. If they turn it over here, Sykeston is starting with the ball in the red zone.
Nobody going back to return it. They are not buying it. Low snap. Smith will punt it. It's a high spiraling punt. Bounces at the 40 of Central, down the hash to the 50, rolls to the 46 of Sykeston.
Took a lucky bounce for Central, as that wasn't a great punt. The low snap almost led that to be blocked in that situation. Still able to get it off. Bit of an awkward spin to it, though.
9-10, fourth quarter. Sykeston up 41-24, and now they will play the clock-running game.
Yeah, this is a team in Sykeston who can run the ball almost as well as Central can with a couple different players, but I imagine they're going to keep feeding one player in particular. That's Faulkner.
Might be Justice Faulkner. He's had an okay day. Over 200 yards on the ground, a couple touchdowns, third 200-plus rushing performance of the season.
Fair to say Justice has been served.
Indeed. Close to 900 yards rushing on the year despite missing three games. First and 10 from the 46, three receivers right, one left, one running back. That is Faulkner with Dre Johnson, the QB, and Faulkner gets it straight up the middle, and he is stood up and slammed down. No gain. Great job by the defense led by Evan Sidebottom, the outside linebacker. Second down and 10, but again, if you're head coach Kent Gibbs, you tell your guys, let that clock drain because the clock is their best friend. Because Central would have to score three touchdowns in under 9 minutes, and that assumes they do not give up any more touchdowns to Sykeston.
And that's also, this is an offense with Central that doesn't really have all too great of a downfield passing attack.
Three receivers left, one right. Again, it is Faulkner to the right shoulder of the quarterback, Dre Johnson. Four down linemen. Johnson gives it off to Faulkner, going to the far numbers at the 45, to the sideline, 50, 45, jukes a man, 40, spins, tries to come back to the middle of the field. Faulkner all the way to the 34-yard line.
Gain of 21 on that run, and the best part about it, Faulkner's taken down inbounds. I thought when he got out to the edge, someone was going to shove him out of bounds, but he kept juking his way up the sideline without stepping on the white.
What a stellar performance for the 5'6", 150-pound senior. 34 yards in the end zone for Sykeston, 8-14, fourth quarter. They're up 41-24 here for Sykeston. So Sykeston looking to move to 6-3 and trying to move up in the district. You'd think getting a win over a team as good as Central could maybe vault them to that number two spot, regardless of what the likes of Farmington and North County and Festus do. But we'll see. First and 10. Three receivers left, one right. They let the clock run down. Play clock is at 7. And they will let it run to 4, 3. Now take the snap. Faulkner, 35, far sideline, 30, 25. Taken down right at the first down stick on the far sideline.
Yeah, taken down inbound, so clock is still running. And based on the spot, he's got another first.
He does indeed have a first down. So first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Sykeston trying to carry some momentum. And you look at Class 4 District 1, really, almost everybody has a shot. Hillsborough's at the top at 7-1, but they're not an unbeatable team. And then you've got a 5-3 log jam with five teams, Sykeston, Farmington, North County, Festus, and DeSoto, all 5-3. Any of those teams, I feel like I wouldn't be terribly shocked if they won the district. And then you've got Cape Central at 3-5. They're no slouch. First and 10 from the 24. Faulkner again, straight up the middle to the 20. Down the hash, he is wrapped up at the 16. Tries to fight, but he'll be stopped there by Dallas Coleman. Still another great run, about an 8-yard gain.
And the official on the far side may be giving him an extra yard, maybe 8.5, maybe even 9.
7 minutes and ticking.
Taking a look at the Presbyterian Manor of Mid-America scoreboard, some of the other games. Farmington right now on top of Parkway West, 21-14. Fox over Sekman, that game went final 35-0. And it is 35-26, St. Vincent over Jefferson on our Web TV exclusive in the fourth quarter.
Farmington right now is number two in that district in points, ahead of Sykeston, who's fourth. North County is third. Second down for Sykeston, 16 yards from the end zone. Second down and 3. Three receivers left, one right. Faulkner again. Far numbers 15 to the 10. Breaks a tackle, wrapped up at the 3-yard line, reaching out. First and goal, Faulkner, what a game.
Another run of 11 yards. His last four carries, 21 yards, 11 yards, 8 yards, 11 yards.
He's going to be getting close to 300.
Taking a look at some other scores. Valley Catholic down to St. Pius, 55-0. North County over Fredericktown at 60-30. And Potosi DeSoto's a close one. Potosi on top, 33-31 right now in the fourth quarter.
Wait, so Potosi was on top of DeSoto?
Yes, Potosi beating DeSoto by two in the fourth quarter right now.
How about the Trojans?
Yeah, they start off 5-0 and can possibly drop four straight.
Dragons struggling. First and goal from the four for Sykeston. Delayed handoff. Faulkner up the middle. Breaks a tackle. And did Johnson keep it?
Yes.
Well, Johnson has a touchdown. They both went ahead. Faulkner laid a big block to pave the way for Dre Johnson. And Johnson will get his third touchdown.
He's third on the ground. He's also got one through the air. He's had a pretty good game. Faulkner's got three on the ground, too. Two impressive performances from the quarterback and the tailback of this Sykeston team.
That makes it 47-24 with 5:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Extra point coming for Bryce Bays. On their way to a big win. No one has beaten Central here in Park Hills for a couple of years. Extra point, low, ugly kick, and it will be wide left. So that'll make it 47-24 in favor of Sykeston. High school football on J98.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbags, side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
So Central in trouble, 47-24, Sykeston leading. Sykeston trying to move up in Class 4, District 1, but Farmington just went final with a win, and Hillsborough losing to MICDS right now. North County, they've got a lead. DeSoto's losing to Potosi.
North County, they got a commanding lead, 60-30 right now. And, yeah, DeSoto still trailing Potosi by two. Anything can happen.
It's a mess in Class 4, District 1. For Central, the good news for them, even assuming they don't roar back in this game.
We've got another final. Poplar Bluff, 42. Festus, 13.
Return here for Central down the sideline. Tanner Smith, knee goes down at the 32. But what I was saying for Central, even if they drop to 8-1, they have very clearly secured the top spot in their district, and they'll probably play New Madrid Central, the bottom team. You look at their district, it's not the toughest district. Right now, the strongest team is St. Genevieve, who is 5-3, the only team with a winning record other than Central. And remember, St. Gen lost to Central 8-7 here in Park Hill, so could be a very tight matchup if they have a rematch in a couple of weeks.
I would love to see that rematch with the way that game went. Defensive slugfest.
5:47 for Central. First and 10 from the 33. They're down 47-24. They spread it out. Four receivers set to the left, one right, and a flag is thrown before the play. And it is a legal substitution on Central. Central was right in this game. It was 20-12 at halftime. The final play of the second quarter, Jace Bland tackled at the 1 yard line as they were going for a touchdown. Then in the third quarter, they had a chance to even it up. Matt Richardson dropped a touchdown on a fourth down in the end zone. Sykeston added to their lead from there. Then they got a pick, added to it some more. So Central, it's not like they've been completely blown out in this game, despite what the score looks like. First and 15 off of the penalty from the 28. Four receivers left, one right. Big rush coming. Bland throws. It is incomplete. Skips just in front of Branch at the 34 near numbers. Might have been deflected by a lineman. Second down. Big day for a couple Sykeston running backs. Justice Faulkner with three touchdowns. Dre Johnson with three touchdowns. It's hard not to give him the Unico Bank play of the game with his ridiculous Tecmo Bowl Madden 04 touchdown run.
It's so tough. I mean, that was an unbelievable run, just running all literally like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. Although also another contender, the big stand by Sykeston right at the end before halftime. Second and 15, Bland going to his left on a big boot, throws over the middle, and it is caught. Managed to fit it in. Haney going low at the near sideline. The 46 caught it. I can't believe he got under that to fit it in.
I'm surprised Haney held on to that one. He's one of the seniors they were honoring tonight, as it is senior night for the Central Rebels. Probably not going to end as they would like, but got a bright future ahead of him, does Nick Haney. He plans to continue his education by obtaining an electrical engineering degree in college.
First and 10 from their own 46. 5:28 and ticking, 47-24, Sykeston, Central with the ball. Haney out wide to the right along with Branch and Richardson. It's now a four-receiver set again, four right, one left, four-man rush. Bland steps up, throws deep, looking for Welch one-on-one, incomplete at the 20-yard line, near sideline, pass a bit in front of him, good coverage. Step for step with him was Don Larry.
Yeah, he's looking for Welch, but Welch right now, he's looking for a flag on that play. He wants some pass interference in his favor.
He's not going to get it. Don Larry, pretty strong game from the cornerback spot. Had an interception earlier in this contest. And it's a second down and 10 for Central. But again, the season does not end for either of these teams. Regular season ends tonight, but everybody competes in the postseason starting next week. And you have to win then, because once the postseason begins, once you lose, you're done. Second and 10 from the 46. Handoff straight up the middle. Tristan Campbell, 50. Near numbers, 45, 40. Campbell steps out of bounds just beyond the 40-yard line. Referee spots it all the way at the 32. Boy, that's a terrible spot. And they spot at the 30? What? He stepped out at the 35.
How did that ball get spotted
that,
there?
That is the worst spot I have ever seen.
But you know what? It's not going to matter. Illegal block in the back at the 40.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know what? We may question why that ball is put there until the end of time, but at the end of the day, it's not going to wind up there. The football gods have corrected the questionable spot.
Questionable.
Putting it nicely.
Oh, man.
The precarious spot.
Yikes.
Is that a better word?
No. Tough penalty. Tough game, but going in, Coach Corey Schweiss said, you know, win or lose, we're going to be a better team out of this game facing a quality opponent going into the postseason. There are some good things that Central did. They're getting to test out their passing game a lot more, and they need to perfect that going forward.
Shotgun quite a lot more than we've seen them this season.
This is something they might need in those playoff games. Bland going to his right. He is sacked at the 40-yard line between the hashes. Tyreek Jamison comes in and gets his third sack of the year. Only a sophomore, 5'11", 205, but Tyreek Jamison, a lot of potential for him.
And Jamison in there as well as another player that may have been Noah Hicks there in on the backfield.
So it is a third down and long from the 40. 4:25 and ticking, 47-24 as a number of fans start to file out. Third down and about 15-16. Central trying to work in that passing game now, because once you get in the postseason, the only run offense doesn't work against those better defenses. You have to be able to throw effectively.
You got to be flexible. And that was actually Jalen Allen in on the sack as well.
Three receivers left. Bland booting to his left. Obvious hold. Ref didn't call it. Throw deep over the middle. He's got Tanner Smith open at the 20. Far hashes with the pass a bit in front of him. Incomplete. Larry was the cover man. And it's fourth down.
And Bland had to dance around in that pocket a little bit there before getting that throw off. Even, you know, with the probable holding, there was still a lot of pressure.
I'll tell you what, defensive linemen love when you get into this situation, when they know they can go full-on pass rush and try to eat up the QB.
Because you don't need to worry about gap control quite as much as you need to. Because, yeah, say they do run the ball. Okay, that helps you because the clock is on your side as well. So you can go with more of a dog blitz.
3:56 remaining, 47-24. Central with a fourth down and 16. Haney, a receiver to the left, along with Branch and Smith, one receiver right in Welch. There's confusion. They don't know if they want to line up. Now they get it set. Scrambling to his left is Bland, and he avoids one defender, throws a wobbly duck, but it is caught at the near sideline. 42 again. Nick Haney able to just get underneath a bad pass for a first down.
The fans loving that out here, especially right in front of us. But That was another impressive catch on the sideline that was thrown low to Haney.
First down for Central. They prolong the drive. 3:48 on the clock. For Sykeston, 47 points, the most they've scored in a game this season. Actually, they've scored 50 twice. I was looking at the wrong schedule. But those were against bad teams. So getting this against a good team, much better.
Yes, especially a team like Central that not only has good defense, they run the ball too. That kills the clock.
First and 10 from the 42. Bland throwing a floater, looking for Haney. Caught at the 20 near sideline. The defender fell down, and Haney's pushed out of bounds just beyond the 5-yard line.
Pick up a 37 on the play. And you know what Haney did right there? That was an absolute brilliant veteran move. As soon as he made that catch, he looked down at his feet, saw he was right at the sideline, tiptoed the sideline without stepping out, regained his balance, and ran up the field. A lot of players won't think to do that. They'll make the catch and just try and turn and run upfield. If Haney had done that, he would have stepped out about 10 yards further back.
First and goal from the 4, 3:27 on the clock. Now the power Maryland eye set with Welch the deep back, two tight ends. In front of Welch, Branch, then Campbell. Campbell gets it off right guard. Doesn't have it, tries to go to the left guard hole, doesn't have it either, gets maybe a yard.
And reached out a little bit, got one, maybe two on that play.
Up next week for these two teams? I don't know. Central probably playing New Madrid Central. Central Park Hills looking to be the one. New Madrid Central, the bottom team right now in that district. For reference, Sykeston beat them last week 54-6. As timeout will be called as there were some subs coming and going. So Sykeston calls the timeout with 3:02. On the clock, but looking at this district picture here, Central, again, we already know they're going to be the number one seed, probably playing and hosting New Madrid Central, which should be a game they win easily. For Sykeston, your guess is as good as mine, because that top six could shift quite a bit tonight. This should be a big point gainer for Sykeston, who entered fourth in the middle of the 5-5-3 teams. We've got Hillsborough number one at 7-1, but they could still drop. Farmington won their game. North County on the way to winning their game. That's 2-3. Festus lost their game in the 5 spot, so they dropped. DeSoto was losing to Potosi.
Hillsborough still trailing MICDS 31-22 in the final quarter.
MICDS, a team that Central beat. That was week 2, 14-10, won by the Rebels.
St. Genevieve, they're actually losing to Brentwood right now. This affects the standings in Class 3 District 1. 57-20, the Dragons are behind.
St. Gen still in the number 2 spot. Even with a loss, they've got a 8-point advantage on Kennett, so I would think St. Gen should be safe. You never know. I don't know how they run that system. Second and goal now for Central from the 2. Tyrese Welch off left guard. He is in. Touchdown, Rebels.
It's nice to see Welch get in this game and get some work. And at least so far, still a bit of time left, not walk away unhindered.
The good news is he'll get another week to rest up a bit and should be at full strength for next week.
And, you know, this kind of gets him back in the swing of things, you know, getting him a little contact. That way he won't be shy next week.
47-30 pending the two-point conversion try. Clock at 2:58 here in the fourth quarter. Maryland eye again. Deep back goes through. It's Welch, and he stopped right at the goal line. Tries to reach out at the very end, but I think he is going to be short. That'll put the score at 47-30 in favor of Sykeston. It's high school football on J98.
I'm Barbara Stocker. High school football is fun. As we root for our team, remember that there is another game being played in Jefferson City. It's called the Rich Man Tax Shuffle. While we are asked to pay higher real estate taxes to fund our schools, the rich are receiving the tax cuts. We can stop this on November 8th. I'm Barbara Stocker, and I will fight to stop the giveaway and fully fund our schools. Paid for by Campaign for Stocker, Rich McCain, Treasurer.
2:58 go in the fourth quarter. Central set to kick off. Let's look at that scoreboard again, brought to you by Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America. The way you want to live, go to farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org.
Some of the games going on. Charleston on top of Herculaneum, 12-8. North County still on top of Fredericktown, 60-30 in the final quarter. Potosi still on top of DeSoto, 33-31 That's in the final quarter as well.
That's the amazing one to me. Big game for Coach Casey trying to get that team healthy. Potosi's a better team than their record would suggest, but, man, DeSoto, they have fallen off of a cliff in the last couple of games.
Tale of two halves for this season, really. There's the first five games where, you know, they were the talk of the southeast Missouri area, the Boot Heel area, and then there's the second half where you're kind of wondering what happened.
So kickoff coming. Sykeston ready for the onside kick. Tanner Smith. He is 6 yards away from the ball, ready to boot it wherever he's going to boot it. And there's a low roller right up the middle, and a lineman falls on it at the 47 for Sykeston. So they will get the ball and now be able to run down the final plays. It'll be a first and 10 for them. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, first and 10. And look at some of the stats now brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. And the big stat, Justice Faulkner, over 200 yards on the ground, 3 rushing touchdowns. Dre Johnson with 3 rushing touchdowns. A big game for him, the Sykeston QB. And big win for Sykeston on the way.
Johnson also with a 20-yard passing touchdown to Scott. That was a big counterpunch following the interception.
First and 10 from the 47. Three receiver spread look to the left, one tight end. Johnson gives it off to Faulkner, coming to the near numbers at the 50. Justice Faulkner, 45, gets to the 44, and they'll spot it at the 43, in fact, which is good for a first down. Faulkner getting close to 300 on the day.
He's not quite there yet. You know, he's going to need maybe another quarter of action to get quite there.
Under 3 minutes to go. We're done.
There may not even be enough yardage left in the field on this drive alone to get to 300.
Great game for him, though, in his first game back after missing a couple with an illness. Sykeston looking to the sideline to get the play and let the clock drain. Sykeston on their way to 6-3. First time someone has beaten Central here in Park Hills since St. Jen did it in 2012. First and 10 from the 43. Faulkner again looking to the far numbers at the 45. 40 down the sideline, still untouched. 30, 25, 20. One man to beat. He'll juke Smith. He's gone. Touchdown. 43-yard touchdown run. Justice Faulkner.
Another huge run for Faulkner. And, man, whoever has to face Sykeston in round one, look out. Faulkner is back.
This kid is the real deal. 2:19 on the clock. My goodness, what a performance for him. That puts the score at 53-30. I'm going to be done making predictions because I said, oh, the one thing I'm probably sure about, this game's going to be low scoring.
Yeah.
Shows that I know. What a schmuck. Extra point coming for Bays. Snap a bit high, but a good snag, and the kick is good. And it is 54-30 with 2:19 left in the ball game. It's high school football on J98.
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main in Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
34-30 in favor of Sykeston. Huge win for them to move to 6-3. Central will drop to 8-1. Again, Central not really playing for anything positioning-wise. We know they'll be the one seed in Class 3 District 1. You'd expect Sykeston to get a big boost, though, and probably move up from that number 4 spot. How far they move, though, hard to tell with such a tight Class 4 District 1. We'll try to sort that out in the End Zone show coming up, brought to you by Home Pools and Spa in Ledington. Kickoff is away. Central on the return. Far numbers 20, 25 to the 30. Near numbers, that is Tanner Smith, and Tanner Smith gets to the 33.
We got another final to report. Hillsborough, it's final. They fall to MICDS 38-22.
So Hillsborough is now 7-2, but that's a good team they lost to. MICDS is 6-2, so I don't think Hillsborough will drop that much.
They shouldn't.
Farmington won. North County's on their way to a win, so they're both going to be 6-3. Sykeston will be 6-3. Festus lost. They're 5-4. DeSoto is losing to Potosi. Even if they win that, they're in the bottom of the 5-3 teams. I don't think they vault anybody. So that's what we're looking at right now is Central with a first and 10 from their own 34. So we're getting close to the end of this ball game. New quarterback in, Dylan Corcoran, the backups, and it'll be just a draw up the middle, QB keeper for the freshman. Again, the end zone show on the way, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can make your destination, vacation destination that is, right outside your back door. Everybody going to Home Pools and Spa in Ledington. Our Crown Collision Center collision of the game brought to you by Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Highway 67 north of Farmington. Got to give that to Luke Mannion, yeah, the safety, who lost his helmet and didn't care, continued to drive a running back to the ground.
Yeah. No helmet, no problem. Luke Key Mannion just absolutely driving his defender backwards.
I see what you did there.
I have my moments.
Second and 8, fullback dive. Got about a yard. As for the Unico Bank play of the game, Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. There are really two candidates. You've got Dre Johnson. The first touchdown of the game for Sykeston was a cartoonish play where it was a 13-yard touchdown run. He scrambled all the way back to the 30 on the far sideline and then came back to the middle and took it all the way into the end zone from there. And then you have, right before halftime, Central stopped on the final play of the second quarter at the goal line. If they would have gotten that touchdown, they could have tied the game going into the break. Under a minute to go. Not sure which one we'll pick. Maybe we'll let whoever's at the studio who cut it up, they can pick it up. They've probably already got it made for us as we got a hand off the middle to the 40-yard line. That was Davian Powell getting the carry. Fourth down and 4, 20 seconds left.
And that's just me doing here. If I'm Central, I don't bother running another play on fourth down. Just let the clock tick.
And Central had a chance in the third quarter, but they were still only down by a score. Fourth down, they threw it to the end zone. Wide open, Matt Richardson dropped it. And things kind of fell off the cliff from there after that drop pass.
Sykeston, they had a long ways to go to come up here. Had a couple fans travel.
Corcoran will pass on the final play of the game. Throw caught at the far sideline at the 46-yard line. Pass was caught by Garrett Winkler, and that will be the final play of the game. So Sykeston wins 54-30 over Central. First team to knock off Central here in Park Hills in a couple of years. Sykeston improves to 6-3. Central drops to 8-1. Again, the end zone show on the way, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Greg Armbruster will be standing by, as I do believe we're the only game still going for regional radio, or do we have one left?
We still have the Web TV exclusive game that's going on, so maybe we'll be picking up the coverage of that. St. Vincent on top, 35-26 right now, and one more final that affects Sykeston, certainly. Potosi victorious over DeSoto, 33-31.
That is a huge win for the Trojans. Congratulations to Coach Mark Casey and his squad. Greg will be buying a bit to try to sort out all of the district nonsense. We might send you to Web TV. You got to stay tuned to find out. It's high school football on J98.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket,